You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
All right, check this out, YKWD fans. I got two shows coming up December 30th, Mount Airy Casino in the Poconos. Myself and the Nick DiPaolo. One show only. That's the 30th. At Mount Airy Casino in the Poconos. And then on the 31st, New Year's Eve, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and even New York, I will be at Mohegan Sun Casino. One show only, New Year's Eve. So if you're looking for something to do that's fun, cool, and you don't have to worry about driving home, get your tickets now for Mohegan Sun. Get yourself a hotel room. And you know what? If they run out of rooms, sleep in the lobby. Fall asleep at a blackjack table. Who gives a shit? It's a casino. So make sure you get your tickets now. Go to robertkellylive.com and get your tickets for December 30th at Mount Airy Casino with me and Nick DiPaolo in the Poconos. And the 31st, New Year's Eve at Mohegan Sun. Me and a few other comedians are going to be kicking ass to bring in the new year. So get your tickets today. Go to robertkellylive.com, click on the link, or use my app, my iPhone app, to buy your tickets. So Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I go, what? And he goes, no, yeah, man, I'm a big YKWD fan.
Oh, no way.
The guy doing the sound for the audition. And I was like, well, you're making me late for an episode. That's what I said. And he goes, oh, shit, man. I go, we're doing the Christmas episode. He goes, oh, last year one was great. He's like, you and Liz aren't drinking. The guy was like a super fan. It was crazy.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love it.
Wow.
Faggot.
Wow. Okay, well, Lewis is just mad.
I wish yourself a very Merry Christmas.
Let your heart be round.
It's 3:25 and we haven't started.
List is nebbish.
Nebbish.
Dan learned a new word.
I knew it.
Happy Hanukkah, Joe.
I'm not a Jew.
Bobby is fat.
Yeah, we're on. Hang on, Stu. No, it's not. All right, hang on one second.
Welcome, welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hat. I had a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics, no direction. But I love doing it.
This podcast has no rules.
Can I get a microphone?
No! I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
It's Robert Kelly.
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Podcast on riotcast.com.
And welcome back to Sports Talk Radio. This week we're talking to Giants, we're talking NFC East, we're talking to Knicks losing. 877-266, it's the Riot. The Tri-State Area's premier Sports Talk Radio show. What's up, I'm Charcoal Throat. Today we're going to be talking about Kelly Vasuka's fat titties. Is Santa real? If he was, would Lewis blow up?
You know I would, Bob.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
That's right, Jews. Turn this show off. It's not about you.
Yeah.
Not about the Jews.
Everyone celebrating Kwanzaa. I hope you have a very prosperous Kwanzaa.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Luis Gomez.
Merry Christmas, Bobby Kelly.
Jay Gomez.
Yeah. That's my happy.
Happy Jesus birthday, Dan Soda.
And Lord said, happy birthday to you, Jesus Christ.
Joe List, a.k.a. the Truth. Yeah. Merry fucking Christmas. Whoa.
Happy birthday, Santa Claus.
Wait a minute.
It's Santa's birthday.
No, Santa is, he's a saint that helps out on Jesus' birthday.
But he's from Norway, and I went to Norway, and I was at the Boston Marathon bombing.
You weren't a fucking victim.
I was a survivor.
You're not a survivor.
I'm a survivor.
Holy MacGyver, I'm a survivor. I'm the lyrical taxi driver.
Jesus. No. Kelly Vastuca.
Hey, mate.
Her tits look fucking wild. All
right.
Kelly looks really good.
Yay.
No. That's incorrect. Lewis said the same thing. That's completely incorrect. Her tits look amazing.
Yeah, but
she looks normal.
Careful and triumphant. Oh, come all ye faithful to Kelly's fat titties.
If by faithful you mean her tits, I will come
fat
on ye.
Fat titties all the way from Australia. Oh, come, let us enjoy them.
Oh, come, let us do them.
Oh, come, they smell like feet. Kelly's big fat titties.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Come on, yeast infection.
What?
Oh. Kelly. All right, well, listen, everybody out there watching, all five of you.
Ooh. Are they watching right now?
Yeah, we had 100 people watching last show.
What?
What?
I remember this.
Can we rename the show? What? What? Welcome to What Podcast?
You know what? What? Dude.
Welp.
This is the very special members only.
Yeah.
What's
regulars? He's running the camera.
Scopo's got elf butt. That's
no, his
why
name's not Scopo. He switched his name.
Midget butt.
His new name. He's got a new name. Zito.
Zito.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Zito.
Fucking Zito butt.
He looks like a Zito.
Santa, but don't forget about the naughty kids.
That's what Scopo says, waddling up to Bobby.
But what about all the good YKWD fans? Don't worry, Bobby. The sleigh is ready. Kelly's ready to take it out.
Kelly's Rudolph.
Kelly's driving the whole fucking sleigh.
Scopo's got the upper half of an elf, the bottom half of a reindeer.
The bottom half?
Yeah.
Oh, my name is Louis J. I'm not good in the afternoon. My mouth is mushy.
I think it was a decent joke with the word health in the middle of it. You know, what can you do? What can you do? You know what I mean?
What do you got to do? Take your shirt off again. I like that little boy.
Fuck it.
Little boy in a pool party.
There it is.
Yeah.
Give it to him.
Merry Christmas. Oh. Feliz Navidad.
That's
Lewis' song.
Feliz Navidad.
That's why I'm playing trumpet.
Feliz Navidad. I want to wish you a... Look at that chest. Look at that little belly. Look at that little belly you got.
Feliz Navidad.
What are you doing? What is that?
Oh, yeah.
Flexing, bro.
Well, I want to say Merry Christmas to you guys. We made it another year. The podcast is... fucking that much better, that much bigger. But you know who's still here? The core.
The group.
The main elves.
Except for Giannis, who's killing it in Miami. His Instagram is killing it in Miami.
Giannis was never core. He was here a few times.
Let's be honest.
Wait a minute.
Giannis is a role player. Let's be honest.
What are you talking about? Giannis
honest. That's it.
I got my ass pussy clean.
Oh, look at me. I say the N-word very regularly, rigorously.
But I don't say it as myself.
But I can't say it at myself because I'm a Greek cyclops.
He stinks.
Right. My Christmas present to Giannis is a nice zing on the podcast.
He stinks, and I never liked him on the show.
There you go. Joe's being honest.
Joe's
being Giannis. Yeah, he's being Giannis.
Can we do a new segment called Let's Be Giannis?
What segments? We don't do segments.
What about the next segment?
We should start doing segments on the show.
Segment.
What if we have a segment where we try new breath mints?
Puerto Rican Christmas.
How about this idea? Some people shit on me. Dave Smith likes the idea. I think Lewis loves it. Maybe hates it. I can't remember. It doesn't matter. His opinion doesn't really matter.
I love this.
What is it?
Scarf.
Oh, Jesus.
Ace.
What does that mean?
It's a web series or a sitcom. I think it has legs.
Scarface.
I think it'd be a movie.
He sells scarves, and his name is Scarf Ace. Scarface.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our new segment calling My Uncle Pitches Shows.
Yes. I also have another commercial for Chevy. Yeah.
You know, Dan.
You can't pass it, but you can go buy it.
Ah, oh, we should use that.
You know something, Dan? If you just went into Tony Montana, whatever the fuck the guy's name is, selling scarves and did your fucking silly character, it would have killed, and I would have been a fucking hero. But instead of yes-anding me, you no-and me, and now I'm fucking sad.
You're zero. That's what good friends do, Joe.
Scarface is big, and no one's going to be laughing when I make it.
How about we have this segment? Let's see Kelly's tits. Let's see Kelly's tits. Let's see Kelly's tits. And scope his ass.
And scope his ass.
Get some
put baby oil on it. What?
What?
What do you think has more nipples, Scopo's ass or Kelly's tits?
Mm. Why don't you sit in the middle so you look? It doesn't look like an odd fucking camera angle. Oh. Sit in the middle. Yeah, use them.
No.
I think you should lay down.
Why? Move
the couch.
It a little bit over this way.
Because so if I want to lie down at one point,
well,
on
move
the
camera. All right, there you go. That's good. Right there. Stay right there.
Because he's a real ass dude.
If I have a little bit.
Use the same mic though. Use the same mic.
Because it's got tinsel on it.
Yeah, you get tinsel on it.
Yeah, and a little ball on the end, a little green ball.
There you go. There you look like a hero. You get the hero shot.
Are you high right now?
Do you feel better?
Yes, I'm high.
You're always high.
I'm not always high.
Yeah, you are always high.
I take weeks off at a time.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You were high when you helped me move.
High. Why do you put on a lot of things?
It's too much saliva.
By the way, you ignored it.
What do you mean?
You were high when you helped me move all your
Did I really?
Yeah. You were high.
I was just at B&H Photo for a little while.
Like, Ryan, what are you doing?
Stop being such a hassle.
That B&H Photo is like another planet. Jupiter.
Why don't you put your hats on, guys? I mean, everybody has a hat.
They're
Please.
Called headphones, and I'm wearing mine.
No, you have a hat. Give him his hat, Kelly.
Yeah.
Put your hat on. You're a reindeer.
Why do I have the Jew thing on the
because,
side?
Because, listen, someone's got to represent. He's actually, there you go.
And I love don't try!
I love that you gave Don, you gave Lewis
the gayest one.
You gave him the Puerto Rican Christmas hat.
You guys want one, bros?
Yeah. All right, so here we go.
Scopo looks like a Hasidic Jew.
Go to the fucking three shot, right? Someone wrote a text today. I can't wait to listen to the show where Scopo smashes Robert in the face for yelling at him about a fucking two shot.
Oh, Zito?
Yeah, Zito. All right, so here we are, guys. It's Christmas.
It's not. It's like 2 weeks away.
Dummy.
Shut up.
God. Jesus Christ. I hope you never make it.
It's hope it's going to happen.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Lewis isn't going to make it. Lewis isn't going to make it. Lewis isn't. All right. Wow.
Let's get back to this Scopo Lewis thing. That just made my jeans tight. I kind of like this new robbery.
That's all the sodas.
I can't understand how much he looks like an elf already. Like without the hat.
They're not looking like an elf.
Yeah, you do.
I'm tall.
No, you don't look at you don't have the height of an elf, but you have the face of a cute adorable elf.
Oh my god.
Like you should make baseball bats. That's all you do.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll make them and hit you with them.
Santa made all the wooden trains. Anything you need help with? Yeah. Fucking elf, South Boston elf.
Yeah, Lewis is the elf that works in the bar.
Yeah,
I make license plates.
No, Lewis is the one that. Lewis cuts down the trees for all the other elves. No, that one sucked. I got the bandana.
Scope leaving finally.
What are you doing, Scope?
Oh my! There's water everywhere. Oh.
Give it up to Scopo, fucking producing. So we're a year in. This is our second annual. What is it called again, Joe, that you started?
The Yankee Holocaust. Swap.
We have a Yankee Swap.
Yeah, baby.
The Yankee Swap we're going to be doing soon. Where explain the process. Because right. I know Secret Santa, but this is your thing that you started here.
I did not invent the Yankee Swap.
Why are you trying to get
I would have named
that?
It the Red Sox Swap. How you doing, folks? World champion Boston. All right. Anyways, so we all brought in a gift, an unidentified gift.
That'd be under a certain amount.
Under $10. I spent $75 on mine, but whatever. So then we all draw numbers one, two, three, six.
Right.
Is it six of us? We draw one through six. Whoever gets number one, we put all the gifts on the table. Whoever gets number one chooses whatever gift looks good to them. Right. They open it. That is then their gift for the time being.
Right.
Then whoever has number two goes, they open their gift. They have the choice of number one's gift or their own gift. Number three goes, they have the choice of number gift number one, number two, number three. At the very end, number one, it seems like he has the worst number, but he does the best number.
Right.
Because number one gets final pick over
everybody. And I won number one last time.
That's right.
And I got, and I chose what?
The bottle opener. I was bummed out because I bought that in Montreal and wanted to have it get it back so I could bring it to my family party and have the joke twice.
Which is weird, but yes.
Yeah, I have a weird family. So anyways, the higher numbers are good, and then number one is the best.
Right, number one is
number
the best.
Number two, you fucked.
Number two, you fucked.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
1 year, but good, 2 years.
So here's the deal. We all got presents. Now, I don't understand. What do you do? So you pass out the numbers,
yeah,
right?
We pick the numbers, and then we don't tell anyone. It's really fun, and that's everyone's like present. This.
Explain this. So what are you doing?
I'm so excited about my gift.
Your gift is a card?
We got to get all the gifts on the table.
Your gift is paper?
Maybe it's World Series tickets.
No, it's not, because the World Series already passed, you fucking and not only dummy.
But they can't determine tickets until they know who's in the World
Series. Did you ever see a World Series game?
The World Series of poker tickets.
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you ever watched a World Series game?
Yeah, I've watched a World Series
game. I'm not trying to insult you. I just can't imagine you watching.
I'm getting Scopo in on the Christmas special.
But we do have to put all the gifts on the...
Zito!
We're going to have to put all the gifts on the table again. I don't know if it's going to block some shot.
Can we call him Big Zito? It's a little more appropriate.
That's fine by me.
What are you so angry for?
Him and Lewis hate each other.
What is this?
Yeah, Scopo's an angry dude lately.
No, he just went fine by me. What about it's not funny or...
I don't know what Zito means.
Chuck Zito.
No, that's not it.
No. Zito was Barry Zito.
Zito was Chris Zito, the comic.
Barry Zito.
Remember Chris Zito?
Remember Chris Zito? I called him Chris Zito this morning.
You kind of have Barry Zito hair.
Yeah, I'll take Barry Zito.
But why do you have a rabid cocaine problem that stops your curveball from being effective?
No.
Okay.
Well. I think we need to work on Chris Zito's tone. His tone is off.
He's very
like a Hasidic Jew incognito.
I know. Kelly
you look
gave
like
me
a
this
Christmas
one.
Heidi. You look beautiful.
Are
baby.
You are you angry lately?
I'm not angry. No.
Do you not? Do you hate Lewis?
I don't hate Lewis at all.
Look at me.
Lewis.
Do you not like Lewis?
No, I love Lewis.
Well, because, I mean, if anybody should be mad, Lewis should be mad at you for what you did to his wife.
Yeah.
What did you do to his wife?
I'm going to tell you what he did. No, he didn't. What? Stop it.
Dude, God.
What the fuck is wrong with you? It's Christmas.
I know. Why would you rape my girl on Christmas?
It's not.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
And rape Beatrice in your car.
Yeah, and you wonder why she wants to fucking divorce you when she listens to the show.
We're not even married.
Yeah, but you're kind of married. You're Puerto Rican married.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are living together.
You guys had a Puerto Rican wedding, which is a baby.
Puerto Rican wedding.
Scopo, first of all, look, Scopo's a good guy. He's reliable. He's dependable. He's one of the nice.
What is he?
Toyota? One of the
good gas mileage.
That's exactly what I am.
Good highway mileage.
He's a year of XM Sirius with him.
He's a stand-up guy. Okay, he is.
Not a stand-up comedy guy.
A lot of trunk space.
Like stand-up.
That was great. I was sitting, but that was great.
He's a great. No, but his was better. He said, not a stand-up comedy guy.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
That was a good one.
I thought a lot of trunk space was pretty good.
It was a good one, you fucking sensitive twat.
I'm not sensitive. You fucking dismissed and went to his dumb joke.
I said that was a good one, but that one was good, too.
All right. They were all good.
Listen up, you fucking reindeer.
I can't hear because I got dumb reindeer ears in my fucking thing.
Reindeers.
Welcome back to a Boston Christmas.
I ate reindeer when I was in Norway.
Well, you fucking didn't say it loud enough, you fucking cocksucker.
When I was in Norway, I ate reindeer. When I was at the marathon, a bomb went off.
Will you stop with the fuck? You weren't at the marathon. You were 10 miles away at a bar having fucking clam chowder, kid.
I was 1 mile away, I'm still fucked up over it.
Anyways.
Survivor.
You're not fucked up over it, okay? Even the people that got legs taken off aren't fucked up over it. They've gotten over it, okay? They're running again.
Oh, Bobby.
What?
Super insensitive.
Jesus Christ, bro.
What the fuck
on
are you
Christmas?
Guys, enjoy a nice Guinness and don't listen to anything that
Bobby,
Robert says.
I think you owe an apology.
Especially to Joe. He's a survivor.
I think to the entire community of Boston.
Shut up. All right, listen to me.
For being from there?
But Scopo, what I'm trying to say is Scopo, with time, he'll say, I'll be there in 20 minutes. But he's in Queens. It's 5 o'clock at rush hour. And he was coming like to meet me in fucking Hartsdale. I'm like, okay, knowing that he's going to be an hour, maybe an hour and 20 minutes. And then he shows up an hour and 20, and I'm like, dude, do you have any fucking concept of... He's like, I thought it would be easier. He just doesn't... He knows what he knows when he does his roots when he does his
he's
job.
He's not taking into account the lag that his butt creates. The lag that his butt creates? I thought that was actually...
How about the lag that your mouth creates when you try to
is
tell jokes?
Is it lag? I didn't understand the word. L-A-G?
Where's that bandana?
Right here.
Hey.
Yeah, you're not, you just think, listen, here's the deal. So you had him do you a solid.
Man. Yeah, I asked him if he could drive Beatrice to the airport this morning.
What airport?
Yesterday.
LaGuardia.
Which, first of all, is a very easy airport. You're on the east side, so you pop right over.
I got there in like 10 minutes.
You pop over in you're very...
Tri-Borough Bridge. Tri-Borough Bridge.
RFK Bridge.
So she has a 1:30 flight.
Robert F. Kennedy
Bridge. Scopo's like, you know what, there's going to be traffic because of the holidays. I'm going to show up a little bit early. I'll show up there at 11:45, which is 15 minutes earlier than she told him to pick her up.
Okay.
So 12:30 he shows up.
Wow.
12:20.
That dude, fuck you. 12:20.
No, she's got a flight at 1:30.
Girl.
Look, she's got a check.
Not a baby.
A baby.
Oh. No way.
Yeah, with the baby.
With, what are you doing?
Chilling for the next 10 days.
Bro.
Wait, does that bother
smashing
you, Robert?
Smashing some puss.
What?
Does that bother you?
What do you mean?
That she's going away for 11 days and he's going to be by himself?
No,
I'm
actually...
He's taking care of him.
Louis is going to be by himself
for Christmas.
No, he's not. You know who he's hanging out with on Christmas Day? Yeah, this guy.
Kelly.
Are you a guy?
Orphan Christmas.
Kelly. Kelly.
I've always suspected that you were a guy.
Fix your tits. Because your thing is leaning and it makes it look like your tits are whopping.
If you don't fix them, they reproduce. That deserved fucking a huge laugh. Are you kidding?
This is how you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on,
it's better,
that's
way better. We're
that's
good.
That's like a Bob Barker.
We're good.
Thing.
So, anyways, so that's ridiculous.
Yeah. So he shows up at 12:20.
Yeah.
And she's literally calling me up crying. She's upset. Like, oh my god, I'm
you
gonna
made
have...
fucking his chick cry,
made
dude.
Her cry.
Oh man.
I honestly.
And she said she was like, look, I would have just taken a cab. Like, you know.
I didn't think the traffic would be that bad.
But you said that
did
to
she
me.
Miss the flight?
You've said that to me a bunch of times.
Yeah.
You
she missed
always
the flight?
Say that.
She missed the flight. Yeah.
I know.
You're
I know
kidding.
What it was.
Hang on. This is what you say, Chris. Ready? I'm Chris. I fucked up. Dude, tell me I fucked up. You come at me. Go ahead.
Dude, what happened? You were supposed to be there
dude,
at 11:45.
I fucked up, man. I'm so sorry. I fucked up. I told you I'd do it. I fucked up. That's it.
Yeah, man. All right, it's all good. You know what happens.
I apologize,
thanks for
bro.
The favor anyway. I appreciate
dude,
it.
Dude, it will never happen again. Louis,
well,
Jay?
Well, I probably can't put trust into you again to
no,
do
dude, I understand but. That. You're right. You know what? You're fucking right. I wouldn't trust me, but I would like to earn that trust back if I can have the opportunity in the future.
Dude, thank you for that. I appreciate that.
I'm sorry, dude. Again, I'm sorry, and please tell her I'm sorry. I would never.
Don't worry. You're my friend. First,
I put your
so
family in a stressful situation, which you don't need.
12:05, I'm out the door. I'm sorry. Harlem to LGA, I'm in a cab. 12:05. I'm not waiting for Vito or Zito.
Zito.
Hey, Chris.
Big Bubby.
Yes,
Bobby,
what's up?
Bobby Kelly here.
What's up, man?
Hey, man. I heard what you did to Lewis and his sort of wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're off the show, man. We can't have you on the
show. No, whoa. Who's going to produce for you?
Bobby, it's Kelly.
Literally
Bobby.
Anybody.
Bobby, it's me. Bobby, it's me, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Bobby.
Oh, hey, Bobby. Kelly,
shut the fuck up, you fucking cunt. You're a fucking cunt of cunts.
All right.
Listen.
Here's the thing. Listen.
Chris,
fucking
stick just, that, I'm going to stick this Don Fry in your fucking cunt.
Chris, you just mad at me.
What? I'm not mad.
Chris.
I'm not fucking mad.
Bobby,
don't get mad.
Bobby,
here's the deal.
Bobby, but do you see how he gets mad at me?
You're right.
Bobby,
you're
Bobby,
right,
Bobby, 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 Bobby. I'm Bobby. Not fucking mad, dude.
See,
all right, this is the way
so
I am.
Mad at me, Bobby.
Kelly,
oh.
Whatever you're saying, you're right.
Lewis.
She tries to sabotage me, Bob.
Lulu. Baby Lulu.
Stop talking.
Give me some food. I want all the food ever.
Oh, look at my titties.
I want to eat all
so
the food.
Fit. All right.
You know what?
I want a big black dick in between my tits. I'm killing.
I want food and two superior comics around me and then three inferior comics to make myself feel better but still have an audience.
Kelly and Lewis are not superior to you guys. Let's put it that way.
All right? Nailed it.
Holy shit.
Holy fucking
so, tomato. Scobo's late. Beatrice missed the flight.
Yeah, well, no, she didn't miss the flight. She got to the gate, but because she checked her baggage so late, she couldn't board the flight with the baggage.
Girl.
So she'd either mail all of her shit out there,
or get a different flight. So we had to get a different flight.
How
she
much?
Was, oh. 6 hours she waited at the airport with the baby.
Oh, God.
What the fuck, man?
$410.
Dude, and all I would have taken was a $40 cab. Sorry.
Damn.
What the fuck,
now
bro?
I feel real bad.
You should.
Yeah, what you didn't fuck. Before?
That's no, fucking terrible.
Dan, you could have taken, you could have taken the six to the N.
Yeah.
Six to the N, motherfucking Rizzo.
You could take the M60.
Dude, there's a baby. There's
oh, yeah, you can't
luggage.
Bring your baby on a Harlem bus. That's a good point.
Yeah, because I've never been
Yeah, you've never seen that before.
Babies get in stolen.
You've never seen a Puerto Rican dude with a fucking white chick with her tit out with a little baby on it on a
and
bus.
And you look at the girl and you go, man, it was just that one Friday night at that roller rink.
Yeah.
Your whole life got ruined.
If you bring a baby on a bus, it gets stolen.
It gets doesn't get stolen. That's where a lot of babies on.
I saw it on Willow.
Wait, he was in there.
I just like the
Willow.
I can't believe you fucking did that. Dude, if you did that to me.
I mean.
I don't know if I'd be friends with you anymore.
I'm scared of him doing it to you in a fictitious situation.
Yeah. No, honestly, look, I never ask for somebody. When I'm in that type of situation, I would stress to a guy like Scopo or anybody. Look, dude, if you can't do this. Let me the fuck know.
You know what it is? That usually, though, I think it's implied when you say there's a flight involved.
My head is so hot right now.
Take your hat off. It's okay.
I think I'm going to pass out.
Take your hat off, dude.
You need to start eating grains.
Say grains. I lost 30 pounds. I'm down to 30. I'm 270, dude. Almost about to break 260. Okay? I didn't exercise one fucking day.
We know.
Oh, I'm hot. Okay, much better.
Kelly's tit weighs 30 pounds.
Listen, here's the deal. Here's the deal.
I did that on purpose. I inflected.
Hey, listen, here's the deal. That if that happened to me, I would have fucking... I mean, what did you say to him?
Well, no, I mean, I just called him up saying, did you get her? He's like, yeah, I got her. And then I didn't speak to him since because I was dealing with that over the past day.
Was Bae mad?
Yeah, she was furious.
So you cost him $400, bro.
Oh, dude.
But not even that.
The fucking stress that the baby had to go through. Because the baby's picking up all that fucking craziness.
You just made James a criminal. So
I don't think I knew.
Yeah, you treated James like he got fucking...
First, his father desensitized him by making him watch MMA as a small child. Yeah.
That baby's probably going to be Puerto Rican now.
Real Puerto Rican, not fake Puerto
Rican.
We
lost it. We were tied with white and Puerto Rican, and you just lost the game.
How do you feel
us.
About that?
I feel shitty now. Really shitty.
You do, right?
Not because of Lewis, because of Beatrice. But
what about I mean,
the baby too.
$400, yeah, brother.
Well, she already took him off the email.
But you gotta, I want you to fucking, I mean, yeah, first of all, I want you to be honest as shit right now. Please be honest. You knew you were gonna be late. You knew it. You fucking knew it.
12. No.
You knew you were gonna be late though. You weren't gonna be there on time. You knew
it. No, I left my house at 11.
You've never been on time for anything.
I left my house at 11:15. Okay. And it does take me. It usually doesn't take me. What? I didn't think there'd be that
much
traffic.
That's a guy thing, though.
Like, I don't think you took into account the lag.
Let
that his
Kelly
butt
say what she was going to say.
You again now, with that same joke?
Now you have to email her for avails. That's hilarious. Can you imagine saying you'd take Esty to the airport and forgetting? Hey, Esty, I'm around Tuesday.
I bet you are. Yeah. I'm going to be late giving avails to you.
And please avoid being late to take me to the airport.
We're going to go to the airport Tuesday. Bye. Wednesday.
Oh, I laughed extra loud to people, let people know that I get it. I'm like this. Ah, I've heard that voicemail. I work.
That's a guy thing though. Guys are late all the time because you guys.
No,
not
fuck
just
that.
Scopo, no, but men do underestimate their time. Like Lewis does all the time. Like 5 minutes is 35 minutes all the time.
That's not a guy thing. What
Lewis
a fucking
is Lewis
idiot thing.
But here's the
no
thing,
offense,
though.
Chris.
It's just you guys don't you know. Like, you know, if you're walking with a guy, it's like, how far is it?
Kelly,
like, five
Kelly,
minutes.
Here's the deal. Kelly, here's the deal.
Am I lopsided again?
No,
your tits are fine.
Your tits are fine. What I'm saying to you is this, is that, Chris.
Sit up straight?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to fucking tell Chris. Chris is really, this is throwing him off.
Yeah, because he's feeling bad. I mean.
I don't give a fuck.
I love where
produce
Kelly.
This fucking show. I don't give a fuck. Multitask. Feel like shit. Produce the show. Be funny. And have a merry fucking attitude. All the same time, okay? Yeah. And wear that hot hat. Yeah. And I know it's ruining your hair and that's bugging you too.
Get him
so
full.
So go fuck yourself.
Full Metal, right? Full Metal Bobby over here.
You threw his fucking girl onto the bus. You fucking, when it comes to. Listen, if it comes to Lewis, I get it. When it comes to us, I get it. When it comes to family, you're Italian. For God's sakes, if anybody should know, there's a line you don't cross, it's with family. All right? And you crossed it with a child and a mother with bags at an airport.
The mother and child reunion is only a motion away.
And then...
That's beautiful, Joe.
And then... And then you fucking, you're sitting here just sulking, like with your dumb mouth on the microphone.
No more.
I have nothing to say.
I don't want to bring it up, honestly.
Why wouldn't you bring it up?
I don't know, on the podcast. I said it before the podcast.
Hey, man. Yeah, but you should bring it up on the show, because look, we bring up everything on the show. That's why this show's great.
12:10, I would have been in a cab.
Yeah, why didn't she get in a cab after 10 minutes?
Why didn't you even ask him to drive you?
At that point, how's she going to get a cab with all of her bags?
Yeah, but why did you even ask him in the first place? Why
plus, he's in Harlem. You don't just get cabs in Harlem.
They don't go there.
No.
You get car service. Whenever I go to the airport, I always get a car service.
No, usually we want to save the $60 on the car. Or the
$60.
Yeah,
you know what's more
Hoyt.
Important to me?
What? What'd you say?
You call Hoyt. $30. We take it.
But what's more important to me is getting to the airport on time. And
no, I assumed I could depend on Scopo.
Did you wait? Let me ask you a question. What did you say to him? Who brought it up? Him or you?
Go, hey, you know,
just now is the first time I brought it up.
No, who brought
it
up to give the ride? Did he offer or did you ask?
Oh, no, I asked him.
So you called up Scopo and you go, call Dan Scopo, you're you. Call up Scopo.
Hey, what's going on, dude? What's going on, buddy?
The phone doesn't ring? The phone doesn't ring?
I guess not.
I love how Lewis is
hold
got
on.
His thumb.
I'll take it from here,
all right,
Bobby.
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
His
just spin a light and pass me a draw.
Hello? Hello?
Dude, what the fuck are you listening to?
Sorry, dude. I was just Jamaican booty dancing in my apartment to Sean Paul. What's up, Lou?
What's up, dude? Can you do me a big favor? Are you in the city on Monday?
Monday. What time Monday?
Like early.
Yeah. I got a thing at 1:30.
Well, you know, my chick, she needs to get to the airport. She's going out of town for a few days. Could you give her, is there any chance you can give her a ride? Like, I'll give you gas money and everything. So maybe be around, like, noon?
Yeah, I'll be there 11:45.
Yeah, you think that early?
My butt will be there at 11:30. So, yeah, I'll be there.
Dude, thank you so much, man. That's really awesome of you.
Can we kiss?
Yeah, make out.
All right, now do when he's late. Now I want that phone call. What is the phone call when he's late?
There was no phone. Oh, when he was late? Yeah. I called him.
All right, do it. Call him again. Fucking stinking sound effects. His sound effect is the phone from 1902. Hello?
Why, we're getting something over the wire. Says here a Puerto Rican's trying to contact us.
Hey, the way girls do sound effects, like machine guns by girls. Pa, 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 pa.
Pew, 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 pew.
Joe, can you do your Jetson sound effect?
That's great.
I love it. He's farting.
All right, so go ahead.
Give me the line and bring me the
hello?
Hey, Scopo, dude, what's going on?
Yeah, what, bro?
My chick just called.
I know. I don't like her.
My chick just called me. You're not there yet, dude.
I know I'm not there. I'm still booty dancing to Sean Paul.
You're still in your apartment?
Yeah, bro. Fungal. I don't like your baby. Tell him to take another flight.
My question is a serious question.
Yeah, please ask a serious question with the fucking Rudolph ears on. Go ahead.
My question is, Chris, like how...
Can you ask it without your shirt on?
Chris, how are you going to kill yourself? Like what? Are you thinking pills or exhaust pipes? Or maybe this garland?
I'll probably just put the car in the garage and let it run. Yeah. And just do it that way.
I don't understand why Lewis gave me money.
What time will the car be in the garage?
Tonight. Anywhere between 10 and
12. How many hosting spots did she give you this week?
Cause wow. You got fucking gigs, too, from her?
Oh, boy.
Well, I usually do get gigs from her.
Not that many.
How many did you get?
I get like one, two a week. I get two hosting weeks.
How many you get this week?
Two.
You get two?
Yeah.
Or is it how many?
Two hosting.
Two. You got two hosting gigs at this club.
I'm getting the same amount of spots as Chris Scopo.
Yeah, but he's hosting. You're spotting.
Hey, Lou, I'd love to host.
I was waiting for that one.
Need someone more reliable?
No, honestly, I'll talk to Big.
What a Kelly move.
I like it. I like it.
I wouldn't be surprised if Kelly caused the traffic. I just see her dragging a reindeer body or a fucking deer body onto 125th Street.
Yeah. Hey, it looks like it's all blacked up.
I'm on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, 68th Street. Go, go, go.
Kelly's dragging her apartment. I mean, her fucking fridge box. Yeah. Across the Queens. Wow.
Oh.
That was a fucking flat tire. I tried to say Queensboro, but it didn't.
Yeah,
oh, Jesus.
There he is. There's the monkey.
Here we go.
Play it, monkey.
I wish that fucking flipped off and chipped your tooth.
That's just mean, dude.
Why?
Giannis is on right now.
He's
Giannis
watching?
Is on where? Giannis Papas is on, yeah.
Where's
Let's
he watching?
Be honest. Yay! Let's be honest.
Yeah. It's time for our brand new segment, Let's Be Honest.
I don't like that. I am Mr. Bond.
My ass puss is clean because I clean it with Listerine. That's it.
Yes, the butter, purple eyebrows.
That's it.
Let's be honest.
Everybody not shave.
And punch women.
Whoa. Seriously,
punch
bro?
Women. Not women that don't deserve it.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I love how Christmas brings
the best. Don't bring that up. He's
by the way, you know what he did? Giannis,
yeah, I know what he did. He threw everything away and went to Miami.
I made a joke that Jesse May fucked Pete Davidson
Jesus
on the show.
Jesus Christ. What
on the show,
fuck?
I made that joke.
Yeah, but that's not a joke because he was in the middle
Listen
of that.
To me,
yeah,
this is months ago.
Okay, go ahead.
It's like 2-3 months ago.
Okay, go ahead.
I get a text
Put your hat back.
I get a text from Giannis.
Yeah.
Like a week ago, he must have been drunk, like late at night.
Oh, yeah. No.
And he's like, hey, dude, did Jesse really fuck Pete Davidson? Like, it affected him.
Yeah, because he was heartbroken.
Yeah, because he broke up
zoo
with the
animal.
And I told him no, but the truth was, she really did.
Dude, shut the fuck up.
He's like, bro, do you guys want to know something super
kidding,
funny?
Giannis.
One time, like a couple months ago, I just started texting pictures of Giannis.
Wink, wink.
To his ex girlfriend.
He said, hey, that was last year.
Yeah.
Giannis, he didn't listen, Giannis. Look at me. Look at me. He didn't really do that. Lewis is making all that up.
And also, Giannis is a fucking catch, so you don't have to worry about
oh,
that
God,
shit.
Oh, God, what are you fucking
are you
looking for
to get
a show?
On the morning show?
Jesus. Oh, Jesus
Do you guys
Christ.
Need an Australian correspondent?
Giannis can't help me.
Hello. Thanks, Giannis, for turning over the new tech we're talking about in Australia. Is the fucking robot vacuum cleaner.
Giannis can't help me. I don't like Puerto Ricans.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That's not fucking Feliz Navidad.
Velo año feliz.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas
from the bottom of my heart.
Never thoughts. Hey, Robert.
What's up?
Can I ask, after we do the present
Giannis
bullshit,
is boosting this chat. Lewis's parents are watching Paul Walker do one-man shows in heaven right now. Even from fucking Miami, he comes up with fucking zingers. Ha ha! Your parents are dead.
Oh, he's so good.
Sorry,
I just
Kelly's
I think
really
it's unfair on,
this. On
Christmas to make jokes about Paul Walker. I mean, somebody we care about could be hurt.
After we do the silly present thing, I made a list.
That wasn't
of,
her idea. That's why she has to type it, throw in that thing.
Silly present thing. This is
she
amazing.
Hates, she hates the Yankee swap last year and this year because it wasn't her idea. So she has to throw
no,
in that.
I got stuck with the shittiest present ever.
What present did you get last year?
I got stuck with some exercise thing.
Oh,
like,
well, you didn't use
obviously
it.
It didn't work.
Yeah. I left it here. It's a big rubber band
Kelly
thing.
Kelly looks good this fat.
Yeah. You're right.
I think she looks good this fat.
It's like
and
it's like Jell-O in a sandwich bag.
No, you know what it is though, because looks everyone good. During this time of year is a little bit fatter because of cookies and holiday eating.
Not me.
So Kelly,
not
looks,
me.
She fits in.
Not
yeah,
me.
You're not eating grains
and
sugar. No sugars, no grains.
What? No sugar
Fitness
in the coffee.
Fitness Confidentials with Vinny Tortorich and Dean Lorre. That book is fucking great. 30 pounds. Didn't fucking move.
It's a 30-pound book, the heaviest book ever.
That's how you lose weight. You carry this book around.
Put it down.
I believe it's a very small book. It's right. A very good book.
But are you exercising?
Nope.
Did you say Abba?
I lost 30 pounds. Abba. I'm going to start. Listen, I'm going to start. I'm going to the gym now.
Damn.
I'm going to start again. But I didn't want to exercise because I listen.
You don't want to get too shredded?
My fuck, no. You fucking, can you please move Don Fry? I'm looking through him to see you. I'm sick of it. Okay?
The patron saint of the Aryan Nation will not be moved.
I didn't want to. I worked out this heavy before, and I hurt my legs. I hurt my joints. I pulled muscles because I had all this
I smoked
fucking
a joint.
Where's the bandana?
We know you
slap. No, it wasn't.
No,
a flat
it wasn't
tire.
A fucking flat tire. It was a
back.
Shitty joke.
Stupid. Lou hasn't opened his eyes this whole time yet.
Kelly,
like squinty squint.
Kelly, I
Lewis,
could
say
shoot
my name with
fucking
a hat
heroin
cake.
Into my
zoo.
Neck
say it
and
with
still
a
be better than
cake.
You.
Zoo animal, best thing I've ever heard anyone call Lewis most accurate. Giannis Papas. Oh, well, then it goes. Then somebody goes water buffalo. Kelly needs to move her Sasquatchian. What?
What?
Giannis is getting too wordy.
Yeah, too. No, that wasn't him. That wasn't him. That was somebody else.
I was going to say, so, you should ask Giannis why he doesn't have Richard Pryor on his list of best comedians ever. I read that list and it infuriated
me. What's his list?
I had some great comments on there.
Yeah.
What's his list?
He had a list.
He's a fucking idiot.
Why?
This is his list of comedians. I won't even get into the whole thing.
I'll pull it up.
Here's who. Here's who did.
I don't want to get into it.
Here's who he didn't include in his list of best comedians of all time.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby, Richard Pryor, Woody Allen, Rodney Dangerfield, Steve Martin.
Yeah.
They're not on the list.
Not on the list. Also, Dave Attell, Greg Giraldo, Robert Kelly.
I wash my ass, pussy. Yeah, I'm trying to take these white niggas up the West Chester.
Oh, you know who was on the list?
Oh.
David Cross and Joan Rivers.
Oh, you know, David
First
Cross.
First of all, okay, stop. Joan Rivers yes. should be on the list.
Yes, she should.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
All right, well, she's on the list, but she's above Pryor and Cosby. And doesn't how many points does she lose for being a fucking fashion critic for fucking 20 years? Even George Carlin wrote... George Carlin wrote, fucking Joan Rivers turned into what she used to make fun of. You're, as Hicks would say, who also not on the list, by the way, Bill Hicks
was
you're off the artistic roll call once you're a fucking red carpet fucking whatever the fuck she is.
She annoys me because all her writers on that fashion show are on strike because they got underpaid really bad. And it's been going on for like 2 years.
Oh, yeah. She's fucking over her writers, too.
And they're all comics.
Well, you know what he did say, Joe List, the best comedian that's making under $17,000.
Yeah, well, hottie. Har har! I made 21 this year. You fucking Whee! Fuck! Yeah! With no wigs, I made $21,000.
Oh. That was good.
So if you had wigs, you'd make 32, right?
Maybe.
Ah, shit.
Robert?
That's pretty crazy. Well, yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I want to let you know we don't have to do it if you don't want
Accepted.
To. But after we do the presents.
Yes, ma'am.
I have made a list of some top fives from throughout the year.
After we do Joe's silly idea, I have an idea to do after.
Do you have them?
Yeah, I've got them in front of me.
Bobby, I took some time because I care more about this than anyone else, especially that big butt scopo.
No, because I love
And
the
after
show.
We do the thing that's kind of stupid and for children.
Yeah.
I want to do a list of things. Boom.
We didn't do my idea, and it didn't work out for me. So after this silly thing we do, we'll have the big headlining thing that I came up with.
No, because I love you guys, and I thought it would be nice to just reminisce.
From
and
now on, I'm doing Mauricio Dangerfield. That's it. I'm trying to get a classy white nugget to take me up to Westchester.
Fucking hell, Dan. That's spot on. That scares me. Are you hot, Dan? Jesus.
I'm telling you.
Oh.
I got no pussy. I got an ass pussy.
Hey, Giannis, come on the show and bring that fucking Puerto Rican cunt, too.
Artie was at the cellar telling a story, and I was just dying thinking about your impression because he did the wheeze like you did.
Giannis Papas shows up with this broad. I don't know who the fuck she is. I don't know. This Greek guy. I don't know. Maybe I'll do a show with them after my show. We'll do it a double show or something like that. I'd like to get a blowjob from this ass pussy, whatever that is. My ass pussy smells like snake shit. Next up, Dan Soda is going to talk about sports.
Lewis is up to something. He hasn't said anything. Like
no, I'll tell you what it is.
Something's
if you
happening.
Look at these two, look at this fucking pale, holy shit ghost next to me.
You are pale.
And then if you... He's terrible. Look at him on camera. Powder.
They're like Rottweilers.
If you look at Lewis, Lewis is bummed out. This thing that happened.
Yeah, there's something weird.
Lewis, tell him.
She made the flight.
Have yourself a scope a little Christmas. Make sure your butt is big.
I'm kidding. She didn't make the flight.
What happened?
I'm kidding. She made the flight.
She made the flight. Have yourself.
You told me because I was gonna text Beatrice, but I'm so sorry about missing the flight thing.
I think you probably still apologize.
Should have been like, what?
I mean, you should apologize.
But no, hold on. They weren't gonna let her check her shit. And they saw she had a baby, and they were like, all right, fine, we'll do it. She had to get there 45 minutes
early. Half-breed baby, but she was technically
a baby. Got there 45 minutes early. She got there 15 minutes early because I timed it, yes.
What are you talking about?
She got there at 12:33. The flight was 1:25.
All right.
Oh. Lewis, how does that make you feel?
Where'd Kelly go?
Why did you even ask that?
Don't say her name two more times.
I want to tell you this right
she's
now.
She's in Beetlejuice?
And the whole time we've done the show, she's been here for 2 years. She's never left the show to pee or go to the bathroom. So she must have just shit her pants. What happened?
I had to blow my nose.
Why?
You had a bloody nose?
Your nose was running?
Can't you hear it? Yeah. In my nose?
If you get me sick, I'll fucking kill you.
Oh,
because then you're going to go to your shit country and have the flu again for a week.
And then they're going
right?
to stick leeches on her in the backyard.
You know why? Because she's fucking around doing this waitressing job.
Hey, everybody. Kelly Brook making disease. Put her in the pit with the leeches.
That's more sinus-y.
I wonder why nobody wants to fuck you. Because you're always
fuck them.
You gotta what?
I don't want to fuck them.
Yeah, well, Kelly's new thing on Instagram is posting all the dick she gets off fucking Tinder.
Oh, my conversations on Tinder. No,
that's
I don't
fucking,
fuck them.
That's not good, man. That's
no.
illegal.
What?
You can't fucking post personal Tinder conversations. These guys are out there trying to get love.
No.
And trying to
They're
find
not trying to get love at all.
Bobby, anything that takes her away from her attempt at comedy is fine by me.
Hi, Lou. What's your name again?
Kelly.
Kelly. What do you have? Do you have the audio from this?
No, I just have like a list of it because I couldn't get the audio. We don't have to do it.
No.
Do it now.
Now we're going to do it.
Do it before the presents.
The presents are going to go in the second half of the show.
The presents headline. Just because you didn't come up with it doesn't mean they can't fucking be a part of the show.
I thought we were letting the fans gonna decide who's
the best.
We
ran out of time.
What the fuck? That sounds like you didn't do your job.
Because it was too hard to coordinate it.
It was not. It was send a tweet out.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we let the fans decide and then we say it here and then they'll vote in next when listening to the podcast, what they'll vote it? In.
Oh, I chose winners.
What are you talking about?
Oh, Kelly is such a totalitarian dictator.
Say the top five now and then when they hear the podcast on Monday, they'll tweet us or whatever and they'll know.
We'll do that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either.
I got some fun ones.
Someone just said that Kelly's starting to look like Bailey J. I mean, that's a good thing, actually. That's a compliment. Yeah.
With my massive dick.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, shit. If Kelly had a dick, I'd suck it. That's a new song I'm working on. If Kelly had a dick, I'd suck it.
Ba-boom.
If you had balls, I'd fluck it. My name. No? Okay.
What are we talking about? Lewis and Sutter, and I have no idea what this voting business, the top five.
Sure, hold on. I think she made lists. And
like Joe.
My parents made lists.
And I think Scopo was like, we should make it a vote where the people get to choose the top things as opposed to Kelly just choosing the top things.
Yeah, let the fans decide what they think is the best.
I don't think Joe's list thing got enough.
Oh, thanks, buddy. I appreciate
that. Me and you left. I got it on video. I got it on audio.
This is the 1993 best video. Y'all ain't got no love for the West Coast? Well, let it be known. We know what city we in.
We know where we at. You trying to tell me East Coast ain't got no love for Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg?
I want to do presents first.
Source Awards 1995.
We're not. Yeah. You guys were fucking eight.
I wrote out the numbers.
No, we weren't. We were white.
Yeah. Kelly, no, we're going to do your little. We're going to do a little thing right now.
I was 12.
All right, so let's go, Kelly. What do you got? Bro, present it.
We're doing it before because it's not as good as the presents.
Yes,
though, right. That's clear. Right.
Yes.
Any idea that anybody has that's not Kelly's is better than Kelly's.
Okay, Kelly. Dan, do you have any fucking? Can you introduce this thing?
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Welcome to the top five. You know what? Do moments as picked by Picasso tits, Kelly Festuca. Are they gonna make sense? Are they gonna suck? Is Kelly gonna pander to Bobby? We'll find out in the next 5 seconds.
I like doing it because I like the show.
I want to smash this beer bottle on her head.
The people that are talking, Scopo, that's who the fuck I want.
Yeah,
you got him singing on the couch.
Yeah,
no, you had a three shot. You had a three shot. I said a two.
I want a light blue.
You go to me. I'm not fucking talking.
Dude, I need a crane shot.
So who would you go to?
I'm sorry.
First off, Scopo,
Kelly, you got to come over on this after. He's driving me fucking batty.
I need primary.
He got fucking thrown off, and his brain is off whack.
Star wipe, dude, and then you go back to the original.
I'm gonna have to get another intern to do his job.
Please don't.
I'm going to literally have 15 interns over here.
Is it going to be like the creek? It's going to be like the creek mic in here all the time.
I know some unfunny people I can suggest.
I just want somebody who can fucking do this video.
Have yourself a merry little
I got it. I was fucked up. I'm back.
Whoever's talking, I would like on, and I'd like you to switch it up every once in a while. And all of us talking, they go to the three shot.
Let's just all take turns talking as fast as we can.
Ass pussy.
Jump.
Giannis Pappas has just said, I'm in my office dying. I love fools. Bobby looks skinny. Hey, thanks, buddy.
I love Fool.
And now it's time for another edition of Let's Be Giannis.
Giannis is pandering to Bobby.
I'm telling you, Westchester is the place to be.
What was it?
Welcome back to Mauricio.
Oh, that wasn't Giannis. Sorry.
Damn it.
This is HG Beantown. Well, he had red. Giannis was red.
Yeah,
it's Pete Davidson.
Joe's killing me. Puns all day, dude. I called you a pun.
God, that'll be.
You really are a quippy bartender. Listen, Kelly, let's do this.
Right. Joe's just wiping out a glass.
What do you
think about that snow?
Yeah, my parents made lists my whole life.
Whoa. My last name's List.
What can I get you, pal?
Can I get you another Guinness?
Let me top that off. You want a lime, Ricky?
Yeah. Where are you flying? Airport bartender Joe List.
I think that you just screwed up your improvisation and then had to throw in the airplane together. Where are you flying? Maybe he's at an airport. I don't know.
Maybe in this setting.
Okay, Kelly, let's go. Yeah. Kelly, hey, Dan, please introduce this beautiful.
We did that already.
Christmas time bit. We got to do it again because we fucking stepped
on
it.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Welcome to Kelly's top five pandering list.
Hi, guys.
We did it again, and the same shot, and I go the two, and this fuck goes to me again.
I think Chris.
It's literally in front of him. Dan.
I think he's broken.
He's broken. He's broken.
Check his butt for batteries.
Chris, are you fucking broke? Now he's not even on me, and I'm talking. I'm talking, and he's not even on me.
So hard to find a good Italian.
What the? Are you okay?
No, I felt really bad about that. I got my fucking.
But why are you? What are you? Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah.
Did she make the flight?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And welcome to Kelly Vizdugas year-end top five list.
This is not labeled correctly.
You won't agree.
I'm not doing it again.
No, we're not doing it. Just again. Go. Go to the two.
Dude, bro. You guys are going to be so disappointed with what I have to say.
I already am.
You know what would be great? I already know what it is. It's going to be all five jokes Kelly made this year.
Kelly, just if you won anything, just if you won one thing on this list.
Do you remember that time that I said when Joe said...
Okay, Giannis Pappas.
Giannis.
Lewis is boring me this episode.
He's right.
Don't. Lewis is boring.
I don't like
shit.
That Lewis is killing from a fucking iPhone in Miami. He's fucking slamming you.
I've been smoking pot since Thursday.
Dude, stop.
First of all, I think Lewis has jaundice. You look yellower than normal. You look like a Simpson. You're off color.
Hey, you look like a Simpson. What can I get you?
My shorts, dude.
Hey, someone get one of these Simpsons characters something to drink. Am I right? I'll be right back.
Hey, Joey, can I get my tonic water?
Do you want some peanuts or pretzels?
I'll get some peanuts. Thanks,
all right,
Joey.
Great, I'll be right back.
All right, I got to catch a flight. Hurry up.
Delta, you know them.
All right, let's do the dumb segment here.
All right, one more time.
You
one more time. Ready?
So bad
let's go. Ready? One
it's
more time.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And now it's time for Kelly Fastuca's pandering list of her top five moments.
Thanks for that, Dan. Best voice. These are the nominees. Lewis as Rotem.
Oh, that's great. I don't know. That might win.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Rotem. Yeah. I'm so happy to be nominated for this award today.
Squeeze your titties together.
Look at these big old fat fun tits.
Second is Bobby as Artie.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't know. I mean, the guy's a fat fuck. I think he should die. Oh, I'm sorry. That's Artie. He doesn't like me.
Third.
My Artie doesn't like me. The fucking podcast. Who does those? I got a radio show. I got Nick DiPaolo off that thing, and now it's great.
All that breathing. Third is Joe anytime he sings.
What?
Oh, that's very sweet.
This really is a fucking and child fest.
See? It's beautiful.
Is only emotion away.
And then four is Dan.
Dude, I hope she snubs Dan.
Oh, shit.
I forgot
to tell Giannis he's coming home next week.
I'm coming.
And nobody's around, right?
I'm coming home.
Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pains.
Joe, take it.
Mother and child reunion.
See, I was right.
Dan is what?
Like
go. Dan is what?
And then we have Dan doing my bad French accent as a retard.
No. What is it?
Do you ever have some baguette? Would you like?
That's pretty funny.
So we actually have to do these for you because you couldn't pull the audio, you lazy twat.
Because I can't drag it all. I'll figure it out. Well, I made
the
winner.
She admitted to being a cunt.
Yeah, I can't. I'm a cunt.
I can't stop my mouth from saying it.
Lewis is back.
I'm back, baby. Lewis. Fuck you, Giannis. I'm coming for
have
you.
Have another beer.
Do your rotem.
Giannis, I'm coming for you with these big old fat Jewish titties.
Doesn't your father own real estate in Miami?
My father owns everything in Miami.
Doesn't your father own the station that Giannis is on?
My father gave Giannis his job. He could take it away.
Let's do presents.
I love it.
Who's Shut the winner?
The winner was Dan doing Lewis as the White Fang ending.
That wasn't even a nominee.
Even a nomination.
No, yeah. Because you do the nominees and then it'll do the winner at the end.
No, Kelly, that's not the way awards work.
That's how I do it,
You
Lewis.
Are a stupid bitch. Wow. And you need to realize that. What the fuck?
All right, what's the other awards?
I didn't drop you off late at the airport.
Some guy sent me a fucking email today, dude. Listen, if you...
What? What, Adi?
This beautiful email. Is this the real estate broker? He's like, listen, man, this is what I do. We can always work something out. I heard you're having trouble with your mortgage, which is, I'm actually closing. You know, I'm good. Congrats. Everything worked out.
Congrats. You're finally closing?
Yeah.
That's great, because you were a tough middle.
Hey, can you do me a favor?
Hey, what's that? Where you? I'm layover. Hey, more like no, thank you.
Right, Joe, I'm closing on my house.
Are you now? Well, you know, gotta make sure you close before you move forward. Am I right? Hold on, I'm busy.
Wow, close before you move forward.
I thought the character was he makes jokes.
Yeah, what the fuck was that? You just say shit.
I so, like anyways, bitchy Joe.
He's this beautiful. Yeah, if you need help,
I was thinking about Rotem's boobs.
Is that okay?
Don't think about my boobs, Dan. You know how I feel about you.
Does your dad own your boobs?
He sends this great email. If you need help, I do this, I that. I'll even look over what you need. If just here's my email, and right at the end, I say, oh, by the way, Kelly stinks. No, it's funny. Like, what the fuck?
That's really funny.
Right what? At the end, it was just funny that he. This is a professional. Dude. This guy works in an office, has a tie, makes money.
In case you'd like to contact me, please let my secretary know. I'll be open on Wednesday.
I'll tell you something worse than that.
And
Esquire. Bill J. Edmund. And B.S. Kelly stinks.
You know, the signature that goes to everybody.
Here's the thing, though. It's not some fucking... It's not some fucking Wayne's World twat in Quebec with long hair that fucking is a fan of hammerfisting. Yeah. It's a guy from Westchester.
It's a real estate agent.
Yeah,
a broker. A
broker.
Where's he from?
He's Westchester.
It's time for another edition of Let's Be Honest.
I want to go to Westchester.
I want to get myself a real estate broker. I want some of that. He could have my ass pussy if he makes the right offer.
Oh, no. It's the appearance of a lesser known character called the Sneaker Keeper.
Yo, I love shoes. Shoes are so dope. I love my shoes.
Let's be honest.
Giannis. No, you didn't. That's it.
Puppy.
From foster home to owning a home, not bad for a kid from Boston. Congrats, Bobby. I feel real axe dude.
Real axe dude?
Axe dude, because you wear axe? I don't get it. Mm. Listen.
I'll tell you something bad. I'll tell you something shitty that happened. Worse than that.
I'll tell you what Lewis introduced you on stage. Yeah. Next up, Lewis. No, go ahead, Kelly. I'm sorry.
I got an email from a university to do a college gig.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah. And then,
good for you.
Yeah. And it was like, they're like, this is the tentative date, blah, blah, blah. Everything's included. It's $4,500.
Yeah.
And I was
what?
Like, yeah.
Don't announce it.
No. I'm not done.
Oh, shit.
Right? And I was like, oh my God, I'll take like a month off. I was like, and I just wrote
a
back.
A month
like,
off?
Yeah, this is why you're not a comic. You're going to take a month off of comedy because you made $4,000.
That wouldn't even she has to write an act.
No.
First of all, that wouldn't even pay my nut.
I
still need another college.
Wow.
No, from my day job. Okay. I would take a month off from my day job. Anyway. Blah, 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 blah.
Hang on 1 second. You get on your phone again, Dan. I'll jump across this table.
How about you tell Giannis Papas to stop fucking texting me?
Giannis, you fucking talk in the chat. You cocksucker.
Hey,
you don't fucking text my employees while they're fucking doing their jobs.
Oh, I'm not a friend. I'm an employee.
My artist.
Please stop fighting. Please stop fighting, everyone.
one.
Oh, show me those titties.
Hey, listen, guys. You want to fight? Look what happened to me and Nick. You want to fuck around like that?
Well, trying to find a white nigga to take me to Westchester.
You'll wind up in Terrytown by yourself in a fucking basement.
I can't make the list of Giannis' greatest comedians. Maybe I should do a red carpet show.
I just found a Snicker bar and a needle in my pocket. What's going on?
I want to hear the rest of this Fort Grand College. Yeah. I don't understand.
It's making Joe
Hang
List
on one second.
Furious.
Hang on one second.
Hey. It's making me furious because I already know where the story's going.
Don't. Shut
no,
up.
No, no, no. Can I, I'm not going to say anything, but I Shut know where up. The story's going.
Two more gigs, Kelly. You're making List's yearly salary.
anyway, so it was in Texas, and they were like, blah, blah, blah. And I just wrote back going, thanks for your inquiry. Send me through the contract and we'll sort it out from there.
I don't like and that you didn't fucking send back. Yay! No.
Abity, abity, abity.
Exclamation point. Exclamation point.
Ooga.
Really? You know what making cheese is goodbye?
Her tongue rolled out of her mouth onto the floor.
In my rider, we have making cheese.
Oh, making cheese.
I want candles and Gatorade and making cheese.
Oh, it gets better.
All right, go ahead.
And then, so I wrote back, and then he, and then oh, the person God, wrote back is... to me and said, and then wrote, as if you fucking stink, I hate you.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's awesome. And I just want to say, guys, it took me a while to set up that Gmail account. Turns out getting a dot.
It's horrible.
First of all.
I was so excited.
What a motherfucker, though. This is what a fucking piece of shit.
Actually, the
is?
Words did, it did say as if you're not funny.
Oh, so it got mean. Yeah. It wasn't even funny.
Yeah. You're not funny. As well, if you're not funny. Fuck you.
Well, I mean, listen, that's a funny joke. The $4,000 is just a perfect number to throw at somebody like Kelly. That's like hitting the fucking Mass Millions.
She's like, yeah.
I'm going to buy a ship. I'm going to get food. I'm going to get a Metro card. I'm going to fucking buy candles to heat my room.
Mom, I'm coming home earlier.
You don't have to pay for me.
I'm coming home.
So how are you going to pay for that boob job you got already?
Shit. She told her parents I got the biggest gig ever.
Mom, Dad, sit down. Good news, I'm going to be able to get you that loan. Oh, you guys.
Take your name off the list that you were
waiting
for.
Take your name off the list. And Dad, I'm going to buy you a charcuterie garage.
Oh, Daddy. No, I'm looking at the email right here. It says, from Ryan at a real college at Gmail.
Yeah, what was the school?
I swear, this is a real school.
It's a real school. It's called Kelly's School of Comedy.
Have you guys ever heard of Texas Central A&M Christian University?
Have you ever heard of a community college called Arts and Labor?
I don't like Kelly's old season entertainment vet response.
Can I have that bandana, please? I just said Arts and Labor.
Yeah.
Please, I just hurt my own eye.
Kelly's response is...
What the fuck is wrong with me?
Kelly's response is, why don't you send the contract? We'll take a look, see if I'm available. We'll get back to you.
Do you have your email back? Can we have the email back that you said? That is... The fact that she had to breathe...
Did you write back to him after the hoax was up?
I haven't yet. I want you guys to tell me what to say.
Is he fuck off? You're a
fucking cunthead. Fuck you. I hope your fucking house burns down.
Die in a boat fire?
Yeah, I hope your baby falls off a ledge.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck him.
Good responses there.
I wrote back, hello. Thanks for your inquiry for me performing... Before.
Wait, can you let Dan read it in your voice,
no,
please?
Yeah, no, this has already hurt my soul enough. Do we
no,
really
please
have
let Dan
hang
read
on,
it.
Hang on, hang on, hang on.
Push us through.
Please let him read it. Please, Kelly. Just listen, we got you back. Kelly, we love you.
Yeah, we love you.
But
Kelly,
you should have known better. Fair. Nobody's paying you $4,000. Listen, you should have went, this is bullshit. That's like.
Well, that's why I didn't go, yeah, in the email. I was like professional. I was like, okay, send me through the contract and I'll see if I'm available.
I would have loved to see you jump
see
up and down
if you're
and
available. I like the idea of you being unavailable for a $4,500 gig. I got to wait just a couple tables.
She's
and
gonna,
I have a
she's
guest
gonna quit a job for a month. What was going to stop you from being unavailable?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I love how Dan's like working the character out in his head right now.
No.
Reading the email the guy sent me.
Is it harsh?
It's pretty
What did he say?
No, the first one, the inquiry.
All right. Like, read the first
name,
one.
But the guy's name in the fake email is Boio Mpaturba. So clearly he's trying to be an African.
Yeah. And I couldn't call that racism on it because I was like, that's not a real name. That's
wait,
an African
wait a minute. Stop.
Yo, Kelly Pastuca.
What is his name?
His name is Boio
Mpaturba. Please do Boio. Listen, please do both. Peruvial. Go ahead.
You are requested
to perform comedy for a student union sponsored show. You, Texas Austin. Date is 8/29/2014. Tentatively. One show for audience of 500 to 2,000 maximum. Payment is $4,500 plus travel expenses. Please respond to Boil Mapatiba.
First off, they called it UT Austin, which you should have known. You should have known.
How would I have known that? I don't even know what Austin is.
Hello! Exclamation point! Hello!
There should have been nine of those after that.
Hello! Thanks for your inquiry for me performing stand-up.
The worst thing ever.
When appropriate, please send through the contract and we can organize further and lock in the date. Look forward to working with you.
Oh, shit.
I know, right?
Shit.
This guy's a dick.
To me. Yeah. She just, do you understand the amount of restraint she had to use to write, lock in, look forward? She wanted to go, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
This is a guy.
She looked in the air, she whispered, God bless us.
I didn't tell anyone. I told one friend.
How long?
Troy Kwan. And who I absolutely love. But
you're friends with Troy Kwan now?
Yeah. We went to yoga together.
Did you fuck him?
No.
She's going to.
Nope, not doing anything.
Did you huck him?
No, I'm not going to do anything with him. It's not going to happen.
And then the guy wrote, this is kind of, anyway. This is way.
Okay. Kelly, he was really excited for him.
Kelly actually punched up the dickhead's response.
Okay, go ahead.
Because he wrote, no, you suck, you aren't funny. This guy's such a cunt that if you want to email him back, you know what, dude, fans.
Well, Stop. If you want to email him back and say if you agree with him or you're a fan of his or if you think he's a good guy, you can't, you know, look, it. You can. I don't know if you know what I mean.
Why? Well, fuck this dude. I want to put him on blast.
No, and then I put him on blast. You, if you want to email back, maybe you agree with him. Maybe you don't. Maybe you just want to say, I'm not, you don't want to attack anybody, but you, you don't. You don't want to attack him. You don't want to send him emails, you know, sending shit to him.
Oh, you don't want to sign him up for every porn site in the world.
I'm just saying that, you know, this is a guy who you might want to. I don't know. Maybe you do want to send me an email. Say, hey, that's pretty funny, or maybe it's not, or whatever.
Good joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you send him a joke.
You can find him at BP75075. That's BP75075@yahoo.com.
Yeah. Probably made up the email, though.
He probably did. But on the off chance that he didn't, why don't you send him a congratulatory email? So clever.
Congratulatory. You know, because can we read his email again?
Yeah,
because this is a girl. This is what I don't get, man. We've all been open micers. We've all been struggling. We've all just been. I mean, Louis, you were about to move to fucking Mexico and start your family over again and be on Telemundo. Right? And you finally, you know what I mean?
The Giannis Papas route.
Uh-oh. Does that mean we're having another moment of
let's be honest?
That's it.
Greek yogurt is better than other yogurt. Baka, 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 baka.
Kelly doesn't suck. I'd fuck her if I didn't like a pussy. I only like ass pussy.
Look at me. I'm Giannis. I got the mic out of the stand.
I'm so casual.
I'm sleeping with my sneakers up.
Yo, son, I talk politics with a hip-hop slant.
That was the best one.
So here's the deal. Yeah, that's I bet you it was that kid. I guarantee it's your fucking buddy.
Yeah, but look, I'm not going to lie, guys. Yeah. We're shitting on him right now.
Yeah.
My first reaction was I did laugh pretty hard.
Oh, dude, it's funny.
That's a great joke. Listen, if you would have punched it up.
If all he had to do at the end is go, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. You're not funny. But I love you.
Yeah, but I love you. Or something like that, dude. You just put somebody out there, smashed them onto the fuck, and then you curb them. You don't need to curb them.
If I would have been smelling like guacamole and I would have got that email, I would be fucking violently angry.
What he should have done was he should have fucking just went through with it, and then on August 29th, been like, wait outside of your apartment for a fan to pick you up.
How am I going to know?
Kelly's in there with her bags.
She's already spent the money.
I got this new
You know why Lewis is trying to fucking get this? Because it's Lewis's fake email and he doesn't feel like getting swamped with fucking emails. No, here's the deal. This is what's wrong with it. If you did that to Dan or you or me or Chris, we could fight back. And if you did it to Joe, we'd fight for Joe. You know what I mean? So, I mean,
Did
you do this, Louis?
It's funnier if you were just like, if you wrote, to me it's a funnier joke if he was like, I think you're great and you've changed my life and I think you're funny.
Yeah.
And then was like, just kidding. But the money thing, work. Fucking with money is tough.
Yeah, money's a tough one.
Because when you make the amount of money that I make or you make, my buddy who did one time left a message being like, hey, I got a college gig for $3,000, call me back. And I called him back, I was like, hey, what's the deal? He's like, at the gig, I made it up. I just want to make sure you called me back. And that was like a minute. That was like 1 minute of my life.
Yeah.
But fucking with money is like, that $4,000 would change my fucking life.
Would it?
Money and work.
To some degree.
Yeah.
I've never had more than $1,000 in the bank.
That's a lot of money.
Really?
That's what I said. $4,000, I would have like quit my job and then like.
I love Dan just faking that it's a lot of money.
Wow, that's so much money.
Dan makes that every Tuesday going, guys do this, girls do that.
Bobby, it's not that. It's a lot more complicated. It's more like this. Guys, don't do this. Guys, do this.
The voice is just deeper.
Hashtag.
Here we go from.
Cool t-shirt.
Mr. Brinklow.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly has done nothing to deserve how these a-holes.
Mm-hmm.
You can write assholes. Yeah. Fucking. I don't.
To treat her,
she's 100% sweetheart and deserves better. I wonder how much she spent on Amazon before she responded.
That's exactly what I was thinking. She spent it all.
Here's the deal.
Look,
it's a funny joke. We all laughed, and I laughed too, but you could.
She bought her own podcast studio. She was going to leave the show.
I know.
Now I can finally do Kelly in the afternoon. I got my guest on.
Oh, hello.
Who used to date Jonas Pappas, and now she's a superstar.
And I think she is the next big thing in comedy. Please welcome the female Dat fan, Jesse May Peluso.
What the fuck? Yo. What the fuck is wrong with Love, Dan?
I can't wait till Giannis responds to that one.
Dan is not corporate anymore.
Fuck you, corporate! No, Giannis is creative partner Jesse Scaturo, and Joe and I filmed something, and Jesse was talking about my hatred of that, and he's like, Jesus Christ, you're like a Sicilian. He's like, you don't let go at all. He's like, even I text with her. I was like, yeah, Giannis is my friend. He was hurt. Okay. I picked a side, you know?
Can you give him the bomb bandana?
From your last
day. What?
Can we do presents?
No, here's the deal.
You made a joke.
Can I
make a joke at all?
You made a joke in there.
No, I didn't. Do you even know what jokes are, Louis?
I don't.
If it doesn't involve an asshole or a pussy?
Yeah, yeah.
That got real.
That's true. That is true. Listen, here's the deal. What happened, the first half of it's funny. The second half.
Got real.
Yeah, just put a. That, just say something. I'm kidding. Fuck face.
Oh, I was joking.
Not you. I'm talking about the guy.
No, he could have been creative.
No, I think like, about what I said to Lewis.
Gave
like,
her back.
Oh, I love
her. Sent like a fake contract with like funny stuff.
That was just being fucking ruthlessly mean.
Yeah.
That was just shot through the heart.
But it's work.
And
like,
you're
what stops
to
someone
blame.
You give love a bad name.
Boom. I could have that isolated, and it would make me happy every day to wake up to Lissa's going, do.
You're brushing your teeth.
I had a swing in my step that night when I left.
Can
the
you
house.
Give another list?
All right, Kelly, you gotta get over.
Awards.
Get
some
over.
Awards.
How fuck all that shit. Who gives a shit?
I want the awards. That one best prank. What's next?
What's the awards? Go next. No, we're not. Listen, you don't fucking move on.
I want a present so bad.
It doesn't matter. We're gonna give you $4,000.
Now Kelly's trying to come back on the presents and act like she wasn't doing.
I say we raise money for Kelly.
Oh, we just do a fundraiser.
Yeah, we'll do a fundraiser to raise $4,000. $3,000 goes to Kelly, $1,000 goes to Joe.
And thank then, God. My mother's broke.
I was going to say, we turn around and give it all to Scopo.
No. What's that?
Giannis.
Okay. Giannis. The Ustream is game changer. Especially Giannis is lurking around. Oh, sorry.
That's funny.
Pick another color. Giannis is red, all right?
Okay.
Everybody else pick another color. The email Kelly got. Confused, he was sending the offer to Jessime.
Oh, fuck.
Well, Bobby read it. Well,
read that again. I can't read that.
Bobby's like,
the email Kelly got, the guy gave her basically confused. He was sending that offer to Jessime. Oh.
Okay, but don't say basically, fuck Zito. He fucking wrote that wrong. You worked it out in your head.
He's not the smartest one, but.
Whoa! Yo, Chris Scopo even friends with Giannis. Calling him stupid?
Giannis is fucking not stupid.
What would Maurice Dangerfield say
about
this?
Let's be Giannis.
Let's be Giannis!
Yes! I grew up in Brooklyn in the 80s. It was dangerous.
Obamacare is not fucking going to work. I'm forward to... Hey, sit down, fucking you bitch. I'll punch you in the face.
Wait, guys, hold on. You got to get the bar for drink lean on here. You've been there. Time. 30 minutes. Next comedian.
How about next comedian, 30 minutes.
Next up, I'm going to be doing weather in a funny way. Miami!
Cha-cha-cha-cha!
This has been fun.
All right, so what's next, Kelly? What's the next award? Who won that one?
I don't know.
Who won?
Dan won the voice thing. Remember, she didn't
Dan
say
won. Dan won.
He said it was when he did the White Fang ending for Lewis.
All right, what was
what's
it?
The White Fang ending?
When he said that we had to leave it, like you said to him, you go, can you just let B go? Like, let her go. It'll be a White Fang ending. Go.
Get out of here. No one loves you. Get out of here. It'd be like the end of White Fang. She's just holding James.
Can
like,
you tell him what White Fang is? Because he's never read a book.
It's a book that was made into a movie.
Yeah, it was a book. What? You get mad?
Quiet
don't get fucked.
I read a book.
What was the book?
Playboy.
What was the book?
UFC.
What was it?
My
you read the
book
in the back of the fucking...
Greatest knockouts in UFC history.
Oh, that was a video. Sorry.
He thinks the fucking how to open the door in a plane is a book.
Yeah, he's like, I read the tale of the tape. That was pretty good.
All right. So he won?
Yeah. Well, that's what I think is the winner.
Oh, thanks, Kelly.
Okay.
All right. I agree.
Pandering. Okay.
Next.
Welcome back to the pandering list.
Next.
I was pandering to you.
I know.
Shut up.
Hey, I can still call you out.
Hey, booger nose. Get on with it.
All right. Too much coke. All right. Best quote. Here we go. We've got the Giannis. Welcome to America. Let me smell your cunt.
Yep.
That's a good one. Giannis Pappas.
Yep.
Giannis, at least my lower body doesn't look like Ricky Henderson after he retired. Scope.
Wait, Giannis used that already in the chat, so he's fucking hacky.
Oh,
Giannis is a hack. Giannis is a hack. Giannis is a hack. Giannis is a hack.
No, I ain't. That's my ass pussy's a hack.
Yo, I made that joke. What?
I love you, Giannis. Don't listen to that.
Blah, blah, blah. 30 minutes. Next comedian.
I guarantee Giannis already tried to get all his two colleagues to watch this for five, and they were like, yeah, this I got to go.
What are you watching?
No, it's funny. It's funny. These are the guys. These are the guys I was telling you about. I don't get it, Giannis. It's not funny.
Giannis, I need to sun my perfect Brazilian body.
Hey, Giannis, I went to journalism school in Brazil, which is like a community college in Queens. Go ahead.
Good. Second.
Second.
Second was when Dan said to Jermaine Flower, your name is Jermaine.
Jermaine Flower?
I say it the way I want to say it.
I didn't know that I quoted roots at Jermaine. Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Okay.
Your name is Jermaine.
Because we're talking about race and stuff. Like, Joey's being really racist.
We got it.
We were talking about race when the Roots reference came out? Okay. Got it.
You call me hacking.
You guys are making me feel bad. No. And then I think it was the same episode where Lewis was yelling at Dan for not being funny enough. And then Robert stopped it and went, no, don't listen. Dan, don't listen to Joe. And it was a good one.
What the fuck did you just say?
Could be the worst list in the history of
the world.
Kelly,
the fuck was
Kelly,
that?
Yeah. I wrote the letter. No, I'm kidding.
Did she make the flight?
All right, let's go.
Dad, go. Hurry up.
I don't want to do this anymore.
What was that? Kelly, what the fuck did you just do? She make the flight? What the fuck was that?
I still don't know if she made the flight or not.
Oh, God, I love it. Go ahead.
I don't even know if she made the flight.
Finish!
The best bombs, the best bombs in the show are when nobody knows what the fuck we're even talking about.
I want to do prison.
These are my
so
friends Lou's kids, by the way.
So cute.
Yeah. Your friends Lou's kids?
Yeah, my friend Lou kid. My friend Lou's
to say
kids.
Something rapey.
Go ahead. What's next?
Hey guys, my friends Lou's kids. All right, what's next?
And then we've got when I said to Joe, Judah wouldn't listen to Joe. I got a good on fire moment. No?
You actually nominated yourself for a quote of the
part
year.
Part of the show, Lewis.
And
part
you
of the show.
Top
dude,
of the top
of the show.
Why
hold on. No.
Okay, go ahead. Real ass dude.
Let's,
okay, go
let's
ahead.
Let's just get real here.
Let's
okay?
get real ass dude.
There's five
real ass
fucking
couch.
Quotes. There's five quotes That's, for the
that
year.
That really is
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, for the year.
Kelly's going to be in the top five quotes
no.
for the year.
No. I don't even put
let's,
her in
pretty
the
unbelievable.
Dude.
Wait a second. Let's hear the quote. You don't know.
She already said it.
Oh, she did.
The way I did it, Lewis, is that
I wasn't listening.
You forgot this version of the quote.
Everyone,
I was.
It's just a scene from
Everyone gets one. Everyone got nominated for their own.
Oh, what it's like the Major League All-Star game.
Chris didn't get nominated.
Haven't read them all out yet, you fucking spastic.
Wait, I got one. Some guy wrote the best award for best sponsor read between Lewis and Will Sylvans.
Oh, I rock the sponsor read.
No way. Will Smith wins.
He can't say that's consonants next to each other.
He said, Ulu, 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 Ulu. That should be the easiest word for him to say.
Ulu, 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 Ulu.
Lewis just invented a fucking English term. Put consonants next to each other.
Hey, put that away.
He did it.
Put it away.
I took it away from him.
Stop fucking making noise, you clanging fucking Puerto Rican. Stop it. Put the fucking hammer down. Put it down.
I'm about to lay the hammer down.
Listen, put the hammer down.
All right, back to Kelly.
All right, go, Kelly.
Back to Kelly's quotes.
I want to hear Kelly's quote, please. What was it? What was yours?
Oh, it was that time where...
Just say the quote. I don't need the backstory. You're not my wife.
I said Judah wouldn't listen to Joe, and it was a good moment for the show.
Who wouldn't listen to Joe?
A good moment for the show. It's a good moment for you.
I want to know what it is.
If I hit you, would you press charges? Go ahead.
Kelly, what's the quote, though? Hey, Judah guys, wouldn't listen to
Joe. Hey, do you guys remember that sweet quote that I had when I was like, hey, Judah won't listen to you? Burnsville!
No one danced it.
Someone better get some ointment because I just burn people.
After I said
someone better call St. Jude's because you're burnt. Oh, I wonder if they do skin grafts in December because you just got burnt.
We do presents.
I still don't know what the quote is.
It wasn't a quote. Judah said Judah wasn't listening to Joe. Oh, and she put herself on the list. Trumped up charge.
Well, give me the rest of the...
Well, the winner, Chris's was when he said to Troy Kwan, when he talked about how his girlfriend died, how you said, did Kelly kill her?
Ulu.
Did Kelly kill her?
That wasn't even the best quote of the day.
Well, the best quote of the day was from Lewis, where he said, can you take Kelly hiking?
That was the greatest.
It's one of the funniest quotes ever. But you've missed my quote, too, where I was going, I like hiking. I honestly said in the middle of that story, I like hiking. But Lewis, right before we went to break, can you take Kelly hiking, was one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
Was it? Was it even half as funny as Judah won't listen to Joe?
Dan, you got bitchy. Dan comes from an audition and you got bitchy. I don't like it.
Wait, so Kelly.
Bitchy? I'm just being honest. Yeah.
Kelly, who won then? Who won?
You have better quotes, Kelly.
You have much better quotes, Kelly.
You have better quotes than that.
You've had way better
quotes.
It's
not top five. Nowhere near close to
top five.
Top five
things that have been said.
Fun for you guys, and you're all being poo heads.
It's not even top five sentences involving Judah.
All right, go ahead. What's the next one?
That was it.
That's it.
Right, two categories.
Yeah.
That's the only. No, you got more. Kelly.
No.
Fuck you. No. There's no.
Wait,
no.
Glenn Gary Ross.
You never fucking.
Fuck
there's
what?
No. No.
What?
Kelly, this is beautiful. This is a great thing. Listen, put your nose on. Put your nose on. Put your nose on.
And
take your shirt off.
Get them titties out.
Put your nose on. Put your nose on.
I can't breathe through it.
Oh, okay.
Put it on now.
Oh, don't worry. That'll be lost in quote of the year next year for when Kelly says that someone's at the door.
Stupid.
I can't breathe in it. Put it on now. I'm kidding. What do you want to drink?
That's Kelly's quote of the year. I'll get the
Kelly's
door.
Quote of the year is, can I go have a ciggy?
Kelly.
Kelly's quote of the year is,
I'll be in Australia on January.
Kelly, what the fuck is it?
Oh, you guys are hurting my
What
heart.
Is it? Who won? Who won?
I told you. It was Lewis.
All right, let's rifle through these. All Kelly's getting upset.
Can I read them?
The nominees are fun. Kelly can do it. Let's fucking go. Jesus.
Come on, Kelly.
Let's hear it.
I'm having so much fun with this.
Kelly.
Come on, let's hear some.
All right, Kelly, come on, go.
All right. So, best guest.
Yeah, best guest.
Okay. We had
Monroe Martin.
That's coming up. We have Greg the Serial Killer. Then we had Top
Who
Tit.
Who the fuck is Greg the Serial Killer?
It was the guy that Joe brought in.
Greg Norris from Baltimore.
The serial killer.
Great guy.
How about Greg the Ghost?
How about Greg, who's that?
How about Greg, I blend in?
He's in the top five and nobody remembers who he is.
How about Greg, I have no stage presence in life.
Then we had Top Tit.
Yeah.
Good guess, showed her boobie to everyone.
Who?
Who's Top Tit?
Top Tit, what was her name?
She showed her titties, not her beaver.
Who is this?
Tatiana.
Hey, stop.
Wait.
You don't know. You weren't there. Me and Dan know.
Yeah.
Joe knows.
He's also there.
Joe knows, and I know. So here's the deal. Did you have a hookup with Tatiana?
No, I didn't. It almost happened.
Look at your eyes.
I swear to God.
You're fucking lying.
On my dead father.
Which one?
My real one.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I thought I was going to when we were all working together.
That's right. I remember that at Foxwoods. Yeah.
She's beautiful. How
gorgeous. Sexiest.
How was her titties?
I never saw them. We never did anything. We got coffee.
You saw them here.
Oh, they were unbelievable.
How were they?
They were perfect.
I want to see them.
They were perfect.
I want to see them.
Perfect little nips.
I want to see them.
Nipples.
And then we had my sister when she came in. I know it's...
You're nominating your sister?
Because she came in all the way from the other side of the world.
I don't like how
These
biased it is.
These are trunked up charges you're doing here.
Somebody said most comics rely on their good looks. Kelly is just really funny.
What?
Yep. Okay, go ahead.
That was mean, wasn't it? And you didn't want
to
read it out.
No, it was that. No, it was kind of trying to be mean but compliment you.
Okay. Yeah. All right, the winner was Danny from High Five. You remember the guy that came
the guy from Facebook?
Oh, great. Great. Yeah, you know,
that was
Kelly,
a good one.
Got, Kelly
good one.
Nailed it.
Kelly nailed it. Kelly. I don't like the fucking song. Listen.
All right, next one. Next category.
All right, well, no, he was fucking.
That was nuts.
Remember that?
I wasn't here.
He fucking comes in from Facebook. He sits down for, I start telling people.
He was late, half an hour late.
Late, half hour late. He finally sits down. He starts sweating like he's on dope. Okay, I got the AC cranking. You couldn't be colder in here. Joe would just be complaining from the set. It's fucking cold. What? My tits, huh? This what? Guy starts sweating. Something happened to him physically. Like his hormones changed, and then he goes, "I gotta go." And I'm like, "What do you mean you gotta fucking go?" He goes, "I gotta go." I'm like, "What the fuck is this?"
He gave you a cut. Like yeah, he motioned for you to
tell
cut.
Me to cut.
Cut
the yeah, stop talking to him. I'm like, I go, what the I fuck?
I've never.
He had a panic attack.
I've never been in the room
because he thought he didn't know he was gonna interview Bob or hang out during the show.
He was like a bigwig at fucking AOL or Facebook or whatever, and we were like, yeah, so then I raped her cunt and fucked her in the ass and the N word.
It's getting dizzy. It's getting. I'm getting dizzy.
I've never heard from him again. I know that my Facebook was fucked up for 3 months. I swear to God. Listen, remember?
Oh, the fucking the page.
My Facebook was fucked for 3 months, and I guarantee it was him.
I had to email them to fix it.
And then that movie came out about Facebook.
Oh.
You know what my favorite quote of that movie was?
What? No.
Is when Judah didn't listen to Joe.
Ah, Danny.
All right, go ahead, Kelly.
Oh, stop.
So he wins.
Okay, that was a good one. And then I went through some best nicknames. You guys feel free to throw them out there.
Yeah.
So for Kelly, obviously Club Tip. Chris is a Chris Scopadopo. Is that how you say it?
Badunkadunk?
Badunkadunk.
Willow Butt is a lot better than Scopadopo.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Badunkadunk?
Yeah.
She says Chris Scopadopo.
Joe has to piss, guys.
Chris Scopadopo.
Joe badly. Has to piss. Do you see the way he's
clearly,
sitting?
Clearly, Willow Butt is the fucking funniest. That should be the winner. It's not even nominated.
I didn't even think about it.
Chris Scopadopo? Where's the
It's like she tried to make a nickname right then and there.
No,
she goes,
no, there was like Chris Scopadopo.
You made it up.
Soda Pop?
Wait, just because he says it one time doesn't mean it's a nickname.
No. Go.
Birdmouth for Joe. Yeah.
Hey.
Why Birdmouth? That's not even the best one.
Baby Mouth.
Yeah, Baby Mouth.
That's yeah, and when I said his mouth is like a dog's asshole, that was the best of all of them.
That was the best.
That's a
great
line.
That's a good
It does. It looks like a dog's asshole.
Make poop, pull your tongue out so it's poop coming out.
Go outside.
Joe, do it again. One more time.
Bad Joe. Bad Joe. Yeah.
Bad Joe. Joe.
What if I just bit my tongue off so it fell?
I'm not a quote of the year is when he said a Tootsie Roll would choke Joe.
Lewis. No, he's like, Joe, do you have anything to plug? I was like, yeah, his mouth with a Tootsie Roll. That was great.
Hey, what the fuck? What's up, buddy?
That was a good line of the year, too.
What?
Wasn't as good as Judah Nottles.
Yeah, don't worry about that. We're gonna break and we'll
and
come
then
back.
I had Miami Giannis, but the winner was Lewis Amy.
What was
Lewis, Amy for Lewis?
What was Giannis's?
Miami Giannis.
What? Miami Giannis?
Nobody, by the way, nobody's ever called him that.
I've never called him Miami Giannis.
Yes, you did. It was an episode where we called
him. Nope. No. It's actually the word Miami Giannis is hard to say.
Listen, yeah. These are just off me. I said, you
did
guys
you just make it things up? Did you have a fever nap
shit.
And you just woke up and wrote all these things down?
I was too confident in life because someone had just offered me $4,500 to do some fucking comedy.
Squeeze scoping open now.
All right, what else you got? You got another one?
I got a new nickname, 4G's Kelly.
Yeah, 4K.
I like 4K.
4K Kelly. What's up? Just joking.
I would like you to work here.
With the children.
I want you to come here. I am a Nigerian prince, and I have sent you $100 million.
Well, I'd really like you to get in contact with me.
Jimmy, no.
Kelly would have done it. Kelly still would have said, I have to make sure I'm available.
Thank you. In regards to your inheritance, you plan on leaving me. I will get you a bank routing number.
She would have wrote back, I'm a little edgy. Is that okay for your show?
Yeah. I have to piss real bad.
All right, so let's take a break. We'll come back.
Yeah, I'm done.
We come back. We do Yankee Swap. The people listening in the watching in the room, we're going to be back. We're going to turn down the volume in case we say some fucked up shit so you can't ruin our careers later in life. But I'm going to keep the video rolling so you can watch. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Me and Kelly are just going to make
spread the word. Go retweet this. Tell everybody we're fucking doing this. Please make out on camera.
No.
Will you make out?
I will. All right. She'll do it.
I'll make out on camera. Yeah, retweet this. Get the words out there. We don't know how many people are in the chat room, but...
I can find out.
All right. Well, don't do it because you'll stop the fucking show. Let's not do that. Okay? We'll be back in 5 minutes, motherfuckers. All right. Check it out, you guys. Of course, you know that we have ads to run right now. First, I want to say thank you to all the people that donate to the podcast. You guys are amazing. There's a donate button on the YKWD page on Riotcast. And you guys donate. It's a free podcast, but, you know, all those donations go back into the show for everything you see around us. Cameras, microphones, doodads, and live shows. You guys help out with those donations. And also, we want to make sure you go to Amazon link and the Gamefly link on our page. Amazon.com right now is the time to go. It's Christmas. It's fucking Christmas. So if you're running late, go to Amazon. Get it delivered. Even if it's late, just send it to the house. Tell them it's going to be late. Go to our link on Amazon and bookmark that. And every time you use that link to buy something, TVs or bicycles or boats or jet skis, whatever you buy, very expensive.
Supplements.
Yeah, supplements. This is hammer fisting. We get a little cut. And you guys get you don't pay anything. You just it is what it is. It comes out of Amazon's end. So we appreciate that. Our Amazon link on Riotcast.com and Gamefly. If the games that are coming out now are ridiculous, Battlefield 4, Call of Duty, these games are fucking nuts. But don't buy it. Play it first. Make sure you love it. Make sure you want it. Make sure you don't. It's not a disappointment. Go to Gamefly.com/YKWD. Get 15-day free trial or a 2-disc trial on us. That's all. Go to YKWD, Gamefly.com/YKWD, mushmouth. And you get 15-day free trial. Cancel at any time. And it helps us out. And of course, go to Tweaked Audio. Tweaked Audio is a great Christmas gift. You want to throw it in a store? Why are you shaking your head up and down? I'm doing the ad, and you're on camera, and you're just shaking your head no. All right, so I took you off. Go to tweakedaudio.com, they have all kinds of different styles, mic, non-mic, different colors. And they're amazing, inexpensive headphones.
They're fuck skull candy, son.
I wouldn't say that, but yeah, I would, you know, tweakedaudio.com. Go to tweakedaudio.com. Use the code word what?
Dude.
And you get 33% off. That's a huge amount. Free shipping and a lifetime limited warranty. Go and buy a shitload of headphones and give them out for Christmas. Throw them in the stockings. Throw them in a card. Get a gift certificate. There's nothing better than getting a gift certificate and wrap a pair of headphones up there. So they get headphones and a little gift certificate. It's a perfect gift for somebody you don't like that much. Okay? So go to tweakedaudio.com. What else do we got? Anybody else?
We've got, so you did Tweaked and Hulu Plus. Doing them?
Do we have to do Hulu?
I don't think so.
Go to Hulu Plus anyways.
And Amazon.
yeah, we already did Amazon. So anyways, I want to make sure that you guys support all these all the comics on this show. Go to their live shows and tell them that you you heard them on the You Know What Dude podcast. Scream out dude while they come out, not during their show. Let them know where you heard the you heard them from. You guys came out last week at the Arlington Draft House, which I had a blast. A lot of YKWD fans came out, and I really appreciate that. Thank you for buying the tickets and showing up and bringing your friends. Some of you guys have seen me, Jesus Christ, 3, 4, 5 times. You guys are amazing. And in Tampa, too, at Sidesplitters. You guys, Tampa is fucking crazy. Lou, you got to come down there with me.
I know.
Joe and Dan are going there very soon.
Did Kay Vazzy turn up?
Kay Vazzy always goes to my shows. Love Kay Vazzy.
Is he hot in real life?
He's a good looking dude. Yeah, yeah. He's all right.
He's in great shape.
He's
dude.
A Tampa
he's like a,
dude.
He's a former Marine, by the way.
Yeah, he's a good dude. But Tampa's off the fuck. We'd kill me and you in Tampa. Yeah, we're going to work
hosting.
That. Next time I go there, you're going to come with me.
And
Joe, Dan, you're going with Joe, right?
No.
To Tampa?
No.
Oh, I told them to book you two. As co-headliners.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, wait, so you guys so
why don't they let me feature for that? I'll go down.
You're not going to feature.
I'll fly
you
them.
You
want to
go with me or you want to go with them?
I'll go with you.
I'll go with anybody.
Anyways, thank you for supporting all our shows.
No, you can host the whole weekend. It's $4,500.
You know what? Let's go back to the show.
You are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude podcast on Riotcast.com.
You made a bumper? It's pretty good.
It's called the sweeper.
Sweeper is a more it isn't the technological term. It's called a sweeper.
Yeah, Troy Kwan, if you have a podcast, I'm gonna do a little plug. He was supposed to do a thing for me, but he didn't do it. If you have a podcast,
hey, listen,
you
can call everyone in the world.
If you have a podcast and you you need intro music or sweepers or outro music, get in touch with Troy Kwan. Okay, he's been on the show. His Twitter's everywhere. Just get in touch with him. He produces for the O&A show and a bunch of shows on Sirius.
And he's in
satellite.
A state of mourning, so he's very cheap.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Lewis.
What?
Anyways.
He's
fine.
And he's sexy as fuck.
Imaging.
But you won't fuck him. So here's the deal. Don't say he's sexy as fuck if you're not going to suck his cock.
Nah.
Okay? You don't get to have your fucking cake be morally on a high ground and then talk about how awesome he and sexy you want to fuck him.
Nah.
Say nah one more time.
What's up?
I dare you to say nah one more time.
Why are you so mad?
You are mad, you angry Puerto Rican.
Why are you so mad?
Nah.
Why do you give a fuck about
nah.
me? Why do you care?
Scope a bobo. Nah. Yeah.
You are so low energy, Lou. What happened to you? What happened?
Joe, you all right?
Yeah, baby.
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing all right. You know.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hanging out.
We all had anywhere.
Scopa Bopo, how you doing over there?
Hi, everyone remembers the greatest nickname ever. Chris Scopa Dopa Dopa.
I'm trying to do something nice for you fucking animals.
You know what, dude?
God damn it.
I got sweepers now, dude. I got bumpers. I got cold ramps.
Dude, I don't eat fucking sugars or grains, dude.
Dude, I don't like grains.
I'm not a grainer, dude. I NSNG, baby.
I eat apples, dude.
All right, so we're back. We're going to thank you for hanging in there, everybody in the chat room. Did you find out how? We can't. Anyways, if anybody sees how we tweet or you in the chat room, let us know how many people are in there. Giannis is gone. He hasn't tweeted in a while.
What's up with Giannis?
He killed himself.
I think my hack thing took him out.
Giannis had to go to a meeting. What are we going to do tomorrow? We have that lady with the cats.
Giannis, can you bring in your wig?
He's like, I have it with me at all times.
You know what, guys? Let's be honest.
Let's be honest.
Look at me. I'm Mr. Panos.
See, that's what I'm it. Saying, the Republicans, they be like tripping, son.
That's what I got saying. Shot, motherfucker. That's for real. That's for real. You can't. I got shot. That's for real.
I lived in Brooklyn. It was dangerous.
Yo, man. I fuck guy code. Fuck girl code. I'm fucking Giannis code.
Man, that was a good head
that's
movement.
That's it.
That's it.
Bobby's got Giannis head movement.
I got it. I got it down.
Oh, that is.
Giannis, fuck that. I fucking drink beer. I'll punch somebody in the fucking face. I'm on fucking Fuse TV shit. I'm on 108 on fucking Fios.
I'm going to touch your dick on the way out of here. I'm Mauricio Dangerfield.
All right, so here we go. Let's do the Yankees. Swap yeah. everybody.
Luke, give us that hat.
I got an extra gift just in case one of you turds forgot yours.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Lou, hat.
I didn't know
that's
yeah.
a bonus gift. We should raffle that off at the end.
No, stop we're not it. Raffling.
Lou.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
No, don't throw things. I can't
don't,
catch.
Listen.
Yeah, you can't catch this dude.
Okay, here we go. So let's do it. Let's
all
do it. You ready?
We got to clear the table so we can get all the gifts on the table, I think.
Yeah. Lewis, move your beer bottles. Sure. You want to refrigerate it? What?
Is this one of the gifts right here?
Yeah.
That one seems stupid.
Mother.
Wait, this is, this is my gift right here.
Hey.
That's my gift.
Done.
Here's my gift. Super Bowl tickets.
So you said... All right, here we go.
Oh, God.
Someone's Lewis doesn't know the difference between the World Series and
Lewis's
the Super Bowl.
Lewis's gift is going to be the worst gift, I swear to God.
What's that?
Lewis's gift is going to be the worst. He's been bragging about it for a week, like, oh, like, it's so funny. Like,
I didn't say it's funny. Hold on, Kelly. Just say that I said things.
I will say that you just said things because you just said.
I just glanced over and saw Bobby lick an entire apple like 360 degrees, and it was the sexiest thing I've ever seen in my life. Who
sexier than this joke?
The skin doesn't have flavor, you fucking maniac.
Who taught Bobby how to eat
apple? Bobby has foreplay with his food.
That was insane. You weren't trying to be funny. You didn't know anyone was looking. You just fucking licked your apple.
I was cleaning it.
Like a fucking what are you, a cat?
I was cleaning it. First of all, Lewis, you came in your own mouth and then spit it on your tits.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard. I think I would think about killing myself with a pillowcase if I came in my own mouth.
I didn't do it on purpose. I accidentally came in my own mouth.
Who moans while they're jerking off? Oh,
I've never heard of moaning while jerking off.
When you really give yourself a good, like, sesh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Who does that? Is it Rachel Feinstein?
That's what Lewis does.
Yeah. All right, let's do it. Let's go. We're going
to go.
And people at home, we're going to be given.
Take one number out of the hat.
Scopo goes first.
Why does he go first?
Yeah, why does he go first?
No, put that back. Put that back. Go that way, because it's Joe's fucking game.
Game.
All right? Now go. Come on, dude.
Suck a dead dog's dick.
What'd you get? One? Fuck you.
Let's say.
Go to me.
Maybe I didn't. Maybe I did.
I'm so fucking bummed out.
Fuck you, you fuck! What does the slash mean? What's the slash mean through the letter?
Joe got number two, I'm guessing.
I got number two.
What'd you get? What'd you get?
I got number five.
I got seven.
I got fucked.
You got seven. There's no seven.
I got six.
What? You got one, maybe.
Fucking.
Oh, it's a four. Sorry. I thought it was. Well, I looked at it that
Lewis
way.
Lewis has one?
I thought it was
three.
I look at it that way.
Son of a bitch. Like, you don't have enough.
Things are coming up.
Yeah, like fucking soda doesn't, you need the fucking, you know what?
Things are coming up, Monster Boy.
He's got fucking 9 shows on MTV 2 and 3.
Oh, welcome back to Soda Code. Today we're talking about, why would I want that? Whoa.
I got number two. I got fucked.
Hey, fuck you. It's your game.
We repick.
No, we don't.
We repick.
No, we don't.
You know what?
No, you fine. All right, listen. Put all the gifts in the middle.
I'm going to start this off the proper way.
Okay.
And give them something.
Wait a minute. Where's six? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
They're there.
I got fucked.
People are talking.
Come on.
Talking. Hurry the fuck up.
What are you going to do?
Shut up, Kelly.
What are you going to do?
I am number one. We're going Lewis's gift because he fucking.
Wow.
It doesn't even matter because you get last pick, baby. You can pick anything.
All right, so wait. You going to open it?
Yeah.
You get to know what it is.
Yeah, you open. He shows it what everyone is.
Okay, all right.
So we all get the choice.
Oh, here we go.
What is it?
It can't be good. It can't be.
What is
it?
Oh, boy.
Is it tickets to a carnival?
It's a pregnancy test.
This is so stupid.
What is it? What is it?
It better be $10.
This is actually kind of awesome.
What is it?
It's a real ass coupon. 10 minutes of silence on the podcast.
That's only one of them. There's multiple.
Compliments. Okay, ready? That's one. That's one of them.
This is great.
So that's one. The next one is you get to apologize to whoever you've offended. That's what Lewis will do for you.
That's fucking brilliant.
30-second simulated BJ on dildo. Compliments to help.
Whether it's in your pants or out of your pants.
7 minutes?
No,
30 seconds.
30 seconds simulated blowjob. Must be complete. 3 acts of kindness by the end of the day.
Oh, my God. Wow. I want this. I want this.
I know you want it.
Get coffee for bearer of coupon. Kelly, I can give you this coupon. I didn't have to give you coffee.
No. It's all from me.
I know. It's all from you.
It's only for you? We can't give it to somebody else?
You
got to
give it to me.
No,
but I'm
anybody.
Saying I can give this coupon to Kelly, and Kelly can give it to you, so you'd have to give Kelly coffee. That's what I'm saying.
But if you read the fine print on the coupons, it says that transferability is upon my permission.
Wait, so
it does say that, and it also says, wait, this is hilarious.
I can't give
it says,
Bobby
void,
to me?
Void where prohibited. And misuse warrants armbar.
That's right. That's
this is what's funny about that. You know that Beatrice helped him with the spelling on all that.
Nope. Oh, these are good. These get better.
What is it?
10-minute foot or back rub.
I want
Lewis
this. I want this.
He's actually very good massage.
What else?
Kelly, pay attention because this coupon Lewis has to compliment Kelly.
Yeah. Please, we have to give Kelly. Listen to me, people. Kelly has to get this gift.
No, I don't want it.
So,
wait, there's one more in there, isn't there?
No, I want something tangible.
5 minutes of silence.
There's 5 minutes and 10 minutes of silence.
Oh, 5 minutes and 10 minutes of silence.
No, I wish it was fucking 3 years. That would have been a great gift.
That's a great gift.
Yeah.
That's like going past go in Monopoly.
Can I have one of those where you have to leave the show?
Nope.
Can we add some in there?
Wait.
Number two.
Wait a minute.
It's time to go. I got number two.
All right, go ahead.
I want this. The shittiest wrapping always is the best gift.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
It's Robert.
That's my gift.
Real ass coupons.
That's my gift.
All right.
It's pretty awesome.
Here we go, guys. Focus up.
Okay. I don't think that he spent $10 on that.
I did.
I think he spent $0.
No, Lewis.
I spent more than $10 printing that.
Well, yeah, I spent actually more because those are my stickers that you fucking stole.
Those aren't stickers at all, actually, asshole. Those are designed and printed.
God, I hope someone switches with me.
What? That's a fucking great gift.
What is it?
A travel speaker?
Yeah, hold it up to the camera.
That's a good gift.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, what does it do?
You plug it when you're on the road in the hotel. You can plug your iPhone or your phone into it, and it's like a real. You can actually play really.
I play music?
Yes.
Oh wow!
You play music off of that. It has a kickstand, so it goes up on the desk, and it charge. You can play it through the USB, or you can put batteries into it.
A kickstand,
so you can take that to the park for your shitty picnics, and you can play music. You can play.
All right.
You can play music from your phone, and everybody can have.
Why
fun.
Why does a speaker have a kickstand? It's not a bike,
so Bobby.
It's got a bell and pegs.
Bobby bought that when he was bored at a truck stop. That's such a truck stop. Yeah, gift.
He got it for free.
I was gonna keep those no matter what it was because that's not a real gift.
Yeah. Just let everyone know, Giannis.
That's
is
a real. Gift.
Giannis is back. He is now tweeting.
He just said, "I'm here, Butterbean." motherfucker. Merry
this work?
Christmas.
What's the gag here? What's
that's great.
Gag.
That's no gag. You plug it in.
I'll tell you where the gag is. It's right here.
All right.
Yeah, that's a great gift.
Keep in mind.
Put that in your bag, your backpack, and anywhere you are, you can have music, but not off that shitty phone.
I got a good feeling. I'll be keeping this the whole way through.
All right, here we go. Who's next?
Your gift. I am.
Number three.
I got one of those, Joe.
Hold on. Who's what here?
One.
This is my gift.
And that's mine.
That's mine.
Scopo's.
Mine's a bag. Can you
swap? Scopo's wrapped like fucking provolone cheese. True guinea that he is.
I got a nice half a pound of cheese.
Where's Joe's and where's Kelly's?
This is mine.
And that's Kelly's.
Wait, hold on. Can you swap now? Can Joe
not
swap?
I could have taken that.
No swapping yet. We got to go through all the gifts.
You remember last year I gave an excellent present that you think you won?
Bobby.
Yeah, buddy.
He could have swapped.
I could have swapped with Dan.
And then he would have taken mine.
When?
Just now. Just but now. I chose not to.
You chose, yeah. Okay, yeah. So you're running the rules. You tell us what's doing.
Yeah, I could have. I had the option.
So you're keeping it.
Lewis opens a gift and he has the option of any. This.
Okay.
The dumb coupons that if he could take himself and then it's negated.
Hey, it's good to know.
So we got to keep the fucking thing out of his hands.
Lewis gave a gift that I gave my mom in fifth grade.
Coupons for me to do chores.
You gave her real ass coupons?
I gave my wife a massage coupon around 3 years ago in Aruba.
Good job.
Man, she used it. fucking uses it. Sure. Fucking, I'm so tired. We just had I had a whole pizza by myself. And then she goes, guess what? And I was like, ugh, boo.
I gave my girlfriend a Stop Cunnilingus coupon. When I'm in the middle, she can hand it to me. And I have to.
Hey, buddy, can I get a bandana coupon?
Yeah,
can I get a beer?
Lou.
All right, you're up there,
Lou. I'm going to take Kelly's because I know that she tries really hard.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, but she fails.
Kelly.
Anything
from Giannis?
No, I'm looking.
No, we got nothing.
Do you have 20 minutes while Louis unties this knot? Oh, we did it.
Let's see, what is this?
It's a Star Trek...
What is it?
Oh, wow.
It's so a Star Trek Mr. Potato Heads. That's pretty cool.
That's fun.
You know what?
Joe.
I would take that for my kid.
Take the shitty gift away from me.
You have a child.
So Joe has to give you the good gift?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wait, is this part of the gift? Are there scratch tickets in here?
Oh, no. I should have
taken scratch tickets.
No, there isn't, you fuck from Boston. Dude, get me scratch tickets, dude. Dude, get me a Dunkin' Donuts regular and a fucking set for life.
Lewis, there's a $30 Chipotle gift card in here.
1 in 20. Dude, get me a 1 in 20 set for life, kid. The fucking regular.
You got fucking $10 to give me $1 million?
See if they have any fucking crawlers, kid. And I want a set for life and a fucking win big.
And give me a fucking straw for my Dunkin' coffee.
All right, here we suck anybody's dick to switch.
I want that. And I will let you suck my dick. All right, let's go. Come on.
It's a potato head.
You've combined two things I don't give a shit about.
Okay, I'm next.
I'm just kidding.
Nobody's
choosing
Scopo. Joe's. And Kelly, who's that?
Mine.
That's Dan.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Dan because Dan makes the most money out of all of us.
That was my thought process, but yeah.
Bobby, iPhone 5S.
It was a $10 maximum.
I would fucking love it if it was. Yeah, but you don't have to really.
I made it difficult.
Oh, fucking Dan.
Yeah.
It's an MTV keychain.
It's a lock of Andrew Schultz's hair.
Picture of Pete Davidson.
It's a Pete Davidson hat.
It's a Pete Davidson doll.
It's a hat that doesn't stay on
it
right.
It goes like this.
I can't get it out. How did you get it in, you car?
I did it because I knew it was going to be a problem getting out. I asked the guy. The guy goes, I don't know, man. It might barely fit in that bag. And I was like, then I'll take it.
It is a magic 8-ball.
Yeah. Is this a shitty gift?
Yeah.
All signs point to yes.
Is Dan a cheap cunt? Dan is a cheap. It says your name. It says yeah. Dan is a cheap cunt.
Woo,
that
it doesn't even work. The fuck? Oh, it says it did. It came up and said yes. All right, here we go. Let's go.
Well, that was purchased today.
I want. Hang on. I want to switch.
You want Dan?
I want. No. I want. Oh, wait.
You want the Lewis
Dan
one.
Has the coupons.
I want Dan's coupons.
You want my coupons?
Yes, I do.
All right.
So you have your own gift.
Your own fucking.
And I want these.
Yay.
Well, I'm going to
did Dan
these.
Just totally luck out?
All right. My turn?
My yeah, sources say no.
Ask again later.
I'm going to go for Joe.
Oh, Joe's boy. Gift. Here we go.
There it comes.
But then
are Kelly and Joe going to fuck?
So what? That's gift. The way it works.
But you get choices, yeah.
Yeah, we get choices. You can switch it up.
I spent a lot of money on the bag. I need it back.
Are Kelly and Joe going to fuck? It is
mine's
certain.
Multiple.
I think it's so.
Condoms.
Huh?
Huh?
Is that
Trojan
it?
Trojan condoms.
There's condoms, and then there's a little airplane thingy.
This is the Joe List package.
And his album. How did you know?
What's the album say?
That's worth $10 in itself.
What does it say?
So far, no good.
That's my album. CD.
Oh, that's the
I sell it for $10 on the road.
I thought that was a review.
And some
dental floss.
Yeah. It's the Joe List package. Condoms, dental floss, and my CD.
Can
and
we
also
give the dental
airplane.
Floss to Lewis just for shits and giggles?
And make him smell it afterwards, you stinking boy.
Kelly, that was funny. Fuck all you guys. That was mean and funny.
Kelly, you know what you need is a couple of potato heads. That's what I think you need.
For my potato body.
They look like your tits.
Okay, let's go.
Scopo,
what are we doing?
I have my own gift.
Wait, you know what?
No,
you're
Kelly,
keeping
are you
yours?
Keeping yours? Are you keeping it? Or are you changing?
You can get the fucking Lewis coupons.
What's a Lewis coupon?
You don't want these to abuse
that's
him?
First of all, that's the best gift by far.
Honestly,
it keeps on giving.
I wouldn't be surprised if it comes back to old Numero. You know?
You won't use it. You won't use it. You're out of town too much.
Speaking of not using a gift.
I'm going to keep this one. Keep
there's a potato head, a magic 8-ball, a shitty fucking Dwayne Reed speaker.
That's Dwayne Reed, that's Rite Aid.
No, Bobby would have got that for free somewhere.
Bobby had a fan send this in.
I should have got the Mr. Potato Head. I could have gave it to my kid.
Is Joe going to enjoy his Mr. Potato Head?
Come on, let's go. Grab
give
your
me,
own
give
gift.
Give me my gift.
Okay.
Scopo,
so,
what,
Scopo,
is,
what did you get
sources
yourself?
Say no.
Scopo's got a quarter pound of prosciutto.
Yeah. He's got fucking charcuterie. Fucking asshole.
It's a St. Anthony keychain.
Dude, it's a fucking half moon. Dude, it's a half moon I got from the fucking bakery.
It's an Italian horn. You wear it around your neck. It brings you good luck.
Nah, it's a left-right center game.
What? That's the game I played. Remember?
Oh, I love left, right, center.
That's a great game.
Oh, my God, I love it.
You just brought that up. What was that game we played? Is that
right? Oh, fuck. Center. The channel's offline.
What?
The channel's offline.
Start it up, motherfucker. What was that noise?
My phone, Lewis's sorry.
Turn your phone off. Are we back on?
Yeah, all we're right. good. We're good.
Everything's good?
Okay.
All right. Sorry for going offline there, everybody, for a second. Are we back on?
Yeah, we're good. It's going to go back on in a second.
I got to carry this thing
okay.
around.
Yeah.
All right, so we're back on. Well, all we care about is a real show, but here we go. All right, so is it back on?
That's what we gambled with, right, Bob?
Yeah,
first time
I
ever hung out with you.
Yeah, this is it. This is right, left, center is the
what
shit.
What is it? How'd you hear about that?
Do not believe that cost $10.
$9.99.
Yeah, this is expensive.
$9.99?
Price tags on the back. Yeah. Is it working? Are we back?
You got ripped, buddy.
There you go.
Who raked you over the coals?
I just made myself laugh so hard.
Okay, so now what?
Now I decide.
No, I can switch now, right?
Yeah, you can switch. What do you want?
It's speaker.
Nice.
Really? That's a good fucking exchange right there.
Yeah, everyone's happy over there.
All right.
Oh, and it all comes back to numero uno.
Everybody is really thrilled. I'd rather have fucking Bobby's licked apple than
I look at man.
Listen, here's what I'm going to do,
yeah,
Bobby.
Yeah.
I'm number one.
Yeah.
Okay? Numero uno.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The tap.
What do you want?
I'm going to go gift by gift and let you know. If I want it,
yeah.
Or if I don't want it.
Right.
Lewis, you can keep your Puerto Rican sound system. Oh, no, that's not that. Scopo, you keep your Puerto Rican sound
system. By the way, it's
kind
of a Puerto Rican
sound system. No, that is a Puerto Rican
sound system. That's not the joke.
Yeah, that was totally the joke.
Soder messed up and made a better joke.
Send out a slipped tweet, into shit.
Uh-huh. Joe's reaction from the potato head is too priceless, so he keeps that. Kelly, listen to Joe's album. I got nothing. I have Joe's album. I have Floss. And,
what are we doing, man?
It's down to me and you, Bob.
You want this.
Well, here's the deal.
Yes.
Who doesn't want real ass coupons?
So can I just
right
go
now
through the coupons once?
Do it again.
I just want to go through this. Real ass coupons. 5 minutes of silence on podcast. 10 minutes of silence. I want to use these right now. Apologize to whoever you've offended. Oh my God.
Yeah, but these are all things you make Bobby, these are all things you make Lewis do
30
with just your
second
anger.
Simulated BJ on dildo.
You've already
again
made him do that.
Must complete 3 acts of kindness
you've
by
made
end
him,
of date.
Made him do that.
Get coffee for who?
For
bearer of coupon. You asked for help for that.
No, yeah. Oh,
10 minute foot or back rub. I do foot because I got a fucked up toe.
Yeah.
Ugh.
He's got a claw on that.
By the way,
behind.
I have hands of fucking.
He's got amazing hands.
Really?
Velvet.
Yeah. I mean, really.
Dan, you know what? I mean, and then compliment Kelly, which could be me.
Bobby Kelly.
Yeah.
Or even your son or your wife. You can have to compliment some one of those.
Look, now, man, if you take these, I will not be mad at you.
Yeah.
But the fact is, I'm getting that goddamn magic eight ball, and I have a fear of those. I don't like voodoo.
You know what I have a fear of? Does Star Trek as well as Mr. Potato.
I'll fucking trade you.
Here's
listen,
the deal. Here's the deal.
I'll give you these. You give me that. You can take the eight ball. I'll take those.
You can have this. I don't even want the eight ball.
But Bobby, here's my question. And this is my main, this is what's stopping me from taking those.
You should wear that hat all the time, by the way. It fits your head.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Follow
you,
up.
You have a wooden puppet nose.
I do. I'm a real boy. Deal with it.
All right, hang on real quick. I got Dan's, his gifts to us. Dan's, my gifts, Kelly, a self-help book. Lewis, bananas, because he's a zoo animal. Dan Soda, Merry Xmas. Got your girl an audition on Girl Code. Prepare to be left.
God damn, Soda's girl.
Gotta make
so
it about
hot
him.
Merry Xmas, Scopo.
Dan Soda's girl is crazy hot, by the way.
I got him an old job back handing out flyers for Jesse May's barroom before Girl Code. My gift for List, Valtrex, one tube left. Him, let him suffer. Bobby, my gift is a box of donuts with sprinkles.
Just like Giannis's sets, wow, this has gone on way too long and didn't have any
guys,
writing in it.
Guys,
Lou Dog, whoa, oh,
Lou Dog.
Guys, for just 1 second,
yeah,
let's be honest.
Let's be honest.
That's crazy. I don't know. I like all that magic shit.
Yeah, fuck that. You get fucking Valtrex, fucking kid. What the fuck?
Yo, son, Obamacare be all up in your face like a motherfucker.
Yo, Miami's crazy with all these people around here.
That's it.
Now, Bobby, your power alone can
that's
make Lewis.
It.
You can yes make Lewis do all those things.
That's you're right.
I
do
not rub his foot.
I do not need these.
You don't need those.
You know what?
But I could buy one. If I needed it.
The foot rub.
Yeah, I could buy one. These could be on the market.
You get yourself right putting an arm bar doing
sell,
that.
We could sell some of these to the fans.
Well, that's what I was just going to bring up to you, Robert.
Yes, sir. Oh.
So, I know you don't like magic eight balls.
I don't.
And I wish I had something to try to do.
Yeah, but I will take the magic. Do you want these?
I want those.
There you go, Dan. Thank I will give you these to you. I will give these to you. I will take the magic eight ball.
And give it
and
to
and throw it out the window.
I have a sincere question.
When are you going to make it?
I did that this
whoa
year.
Sorry.
My sincere question is, can we not have a fucking sincere moment on the goddamn show?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you hated those.
No, I love them, and I'm
okay
going to have one.
Okay. good. Sincerity Joe.
All right. That could be the best nickname next year. Or Chris Popopo, whatever the fuck.
That'll be something Kelly made up in a fever dream.
Oh, look, it's Lou the Boo.
My nose is
Lou Boo.
My nose is running. I got a fever.
Lou Boo.
Is Kelly's plane going to crash on the way back? My reply is no. You're okay. Safe.
Why, but you said you don't like voodoo.
But your boat will crash.
I'm going to America again.
Bobby doesn't like voodoo because he becomes completely engaged with it. His eyes are blackened out. Like, oh, debo, da, ba, de, ma, ba, da.
It's a
Yeah. Yana said, if Bobby could read, I might not need the cyber bandana, you illiterate working class masshole. And I fucked up that one, too.
Masshole is funny.
Well, first of all, I'm reading fucking 2-point Helvetica on an iPhone. Go
Helvetica?
Fuck yourself. Yeah. I add details to my fucking humor.
Yeah, you do.
That's how I'm funny.
Specific. Joe, what do you think of those?
I was going to be sincere, and I want to be sincere for a moment. This has been like a really...
Yeah.
Big year for me, and I have a question, and it's just, where is the receipt for these potato heads? Because I could use $9.
Listen, man. Neat.
Look, one of them
I like
is...
it. I'm kidding, Kelly. You look great, and I'd love to see your tits.
I like the potato heads.
Me too. Are you kidding? I love
them. I want them. Kelly, what'd you get?
I got Joe's present with all sorts of
Yeah, Kelly and I got each other's presents.
Well, what's
she
in
got,
it?
You know, condoms so you can have sex.
Yeah, with Troy Kwan.
And tooth floss for right before the sex. And my album, you can put that on when you're trying to get laid in the back.
She could also use the tooth floss to cut off those calcium deposits under her armpit and her asshole.
Jesus.
just tie them off with some dental floss and let them die.
And there's a little flying thing. That's fun.
What is that?
Well, next time we go to the park... Yeah, you can do this.
It's a little thing. You put it in elastic and you shoot it. I was hoping we could shoot it in here.
Scopo's got the speaker, though. You wanted this, Joe.
I would love the speaker. But you know what? I don't need a speaker because I have Star Trek Mr. Potato Head. And everybody knows how passionate it is.
Am I the only one who put any thought into his gift?
Yeah. Here's the deal.
Deal with it.
Giannis Pappas, this show feels like a local radio show in Worcester, Mass. A bunch of high school graduates.
And there's Giannis droning on again too long.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot for turning on us, Giannis. We're fucking Christ. What an ass.
He wrote, Joe is having a great year. The Instagram videos with his girlfriend are getting 17 likes.
Oh, he's getting
Why is he getting vicious?
Does he make any with his girlfriend?
Oh! Jesse's fucking Pete. Jesse's fucking Pete. I won't be a part of that.
By the way, Kay Vazzy is in here now.
Kay Vazzy!
Kay Vazzy!
His name, like the back signal. I was talking about him before.
I love Kay-Vazzy.
He's got a hot bod. He sent me his picture of his body a few times.
I showed you his dick, right?
He showed me a picture of his dick and his girl's snatch.
All right, listen, what the fuck? What? Why didn't I get a picture of his girl's
snatch? You weren't here. You weren't on that episode.
Wait,
where was
Kay-Vazzy
I?
Kay-Vazzy sent his
dick? On my show?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're away.
Wait, what?
His dick and his girl's puss.
Yeah.
Why would he? Wow, does his girl know?
I don't know. Now she does. She's listening.
All I want for Christmas is to see Lou Dog make out with Kelly. Let's.
Who said that?
Kelly, can you kiss Louis?
Kay-Vazzy said
Kelly.
That.
Kelly, let him just give you a kiss.
No.
Just a kiss.
He promised
for the
me
show.
That he would go to the dentist first.
All right. Wait.
You have tooth floss and a condom.
Yeah, and he's got fucking Altoids. Mini Altoids.
No.
Do me a favor. Rub them on your teeth.
Rub them on your teeth.
Yeah, rub them.
No. Rub them on your teeth.
Kelly, you don't have to make out with him. Just give him a kiss. Rub Christmas kiss. For Christmas. Here we go. Just do it for Christmas. Come on.
He's trying to stick his tongue in.
He sucked a dick for the show.
He'll try and stick his tongue in.
He will not. He will not. Ready? For Christmas. Everybody, Dan, do we have a Christmas song you can sing?
No, man.
Have yourself.
Just trying to save all the beers you
spilled. A merry little Christmas.
All right, here we go. Ready?
I'm off the wagon.
Let the Yule time.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
He's kissing
him. 10 months. Louis kissing Kelly made me want to drink again.
Kelly, put your phone down.
No, but who's kissing who? He's kissing me or?
He's kissing you.
No, kiss on the lips.
Kiss on the lips.
Kiss on the lips.
Kiss on the lips.
Have yourself
kiss on the lips.
A very merry
kiss
Christmas.
Kiss on the lips.
And look at those lips. Those are thick.
Lime's gray.
Louis has thick lips.
Here we go.
You have Mr. Potato Head lips.
We should have Mr. Potato Head.
One, do it. One, two, slow. Kelly, just close your eyes and let him do it.
Come on, Kelly.
Just let it happen, Kelly. Shh, 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 shh. Come on, Kelly, let it go. Come on, get it over with.
Get over here, you stupid bitch.
Fucking stop acting like a gorilla. Just slow down.
One. Amy, one.
Here we go. One.
Amy.
One. Come on, come on, go. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Caesar is home.
I
Kelly, let's go. One, grow up. Come on, Kelly, grow up and let this go. One, two.
Oh! Oh!
Oh! I saw saliva. I saw saliva go from.
It'd
be funny if Kelly's lip fell off a week from now.
Or she just got pregnant.
Yeah. I'm carrying Lucy's baby.
You opened your mouth, Lou.
Now it does.
You loved it.
No, yeah. I didn't.
Guys, can we delete that? B is going
to
see that.
Yeah, I just said to go and pick up.
I hope I really do. Aha. Uh-huh. You fucking, you stupid, dumb thing fell. You gong.
He looks like he was.
Hi, listen, man.
This hey, is
Bobby. You
will
give me a
nod. No, we're done.
And you let me know when I drop these fucking coupons.
Will you tell him to get a. Don't you want a coffee?
Not right now, bro.
What about a massage?
Not right now, bro.
How about 10 minutes of silence?
Not right now, bro.
The fuck, man?
You 5 minutes know of silence?
Right.
I'm going to be waiting. I'll be waiting.
By the way, you know what? I stole that envelope from Dwayne Reed. I just went in and took it from behind.
We know you stole my stickers, too.
I didn't steal your stickers, dude. I downloaded the image, and I fucking created the coupons.
Oh, I could have gave you stickers.
I already need a sticker. Swapping. So
we already swapped. It's all done.
It's over.
But you want the bits of potato head?
We swapped spit.
I wanted the potato head, but he's not giving it up. He doesn't want
to
magic.
The potato head. You want the potato head?
Yeah, you want
the
potato
head? You don't have to switch. You can have it. It's my gift to you.
I'm going to say. Oh, Jesus, it's heavy.
Yeah, because it's good.
Yeah, I like this. This is going to be worth money. I'm going to sell this on Toy Hunter someday.
Ooh. Are you really?
How much do you want for this?
Do you want that?
Nothing.
Do you want the 8-ball, Joe?
No, that's okay.
All right, listen, here we go. Joe, you got to take the 8-ball.
You got to.
I don't want to carry the 8-ball.
You got to put it in your pocket.
I'll take the 8-ball.
Put it right here, dude.
Joe.
No. You got your gift.
I want both.
It'll be funny for a bit later. Just put it over here.
Yeah, leave it there.
Yeah, leave more shit in the studio.
Is Lewis going to make more money than me this year?
I make more money than you every year.
It is decidedly so.
Reply Yana, hazy. Try again.
Oh.
No, ask legal money.
Can we see Mauricia kiss Lewis now? No. Merry Xmas, everyone. Miss you guys. Happy holidays. Great show. Giannis Papas, everybody. Oh. Leaving the chat room. Yes. Giannis Papas.
Just one more time, can we just.
Overrated.
Let's be Giannis.
Poppy. My feet, Poppy.
The Greeks, I know everything. I am Greek. I'm Mr. Papa.
Yo, nigga, they need to be raising the debt ceiling once again. Once again.
Joe?
All right, here we go, guys. You guys, thank you so much for today. We had another, I think it was a successful year. This year, Dan Soda got like 5 shows.
Yep.
Seven.
Seven. No, we got fucking Joe made over 17,000.
Yeah.
Most money he's ever made. Got sober. His life has changed. Fucking Luis Gomez was on his way to Mexico.
And then Luis J. Gomez told him to stay.
And now he's a real ass dude.
Ooh,
he's got new management. He's got all kinds of shit going on.
TV credits.
I lost management.
Top podcast, sports podcast on the internet. Got a chick. She's out of town. I'm going to try to fuck Kelly in the next 10 days.
You came in your own mouth?
I came in my own mouth.
And spit it on your tits?
Spit it all over my own tits.
We got Scopo. Who he's fucking came out of nowhere. Now he's one of the guys on the show.
He's
he produces
nowhere.
The show. And then we got Kelly's going back to Australia.
Thank God Almighty for Christmas.
By the way, that's
Christmas
the gift
Carol.
To the
I got
podcast.
A fucking baby.
A baby in the house.
I got little Maximus Kelly, and I got a new house. I moved out of the fucking city.
House.
I moved out of the house. I got a house like up Jules. With the Jews, and I got some other good news.
Don't mention my people, Bobby.
No. Oh, what is
but
it?
But I'm not going to announce it now.
No, you have to announce it.
Oh, announce it, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're quitting.
Special.
No.
Fuck
no.
Well, no, what is it, dude? Announce
TV show.
It.
TV
I
show.
I can't tell you. No.
TV show.
I can't. Shut up. No, it's not.
Can you put it on mute and announce it and then get a reaction?
Guys,
no.
Let's another all. Baby. Guys, let's guess things that are clearly better than what it is to really trump his news.
You're going to be the new star of Louis C.K.'s new show on FX.
Sitcom.
You lost 32 pounds.
A headlining gig somewhere.
You can eat grains again.
Nope. I got great news, but not now.
He's like, I'm now officially
a new Twitter follower?
No.
You're licking apples.
No.
You're going to get your hair back?
No. That'd be really good.
He got bitchy.
Dawn told you that she's cheating on you.
What? Why would you say that?
I hope you fall off something.
You're a fucking jerk.
You are a piece of shit.
You're a fucking asshole, jerk, dude.
On the fucking Christmas episode?
That was a real ass kiss. Really? Is it off the air again?
No, it's on, but I don't know why it's not.
All right. Anyways.
Wait, is that video going to come out and like go out on the internet?
Yes,
for
it is, Lou. That's why I was fighting it.
Yeah, yeah. It's going on the internet.
Good job, bud.
Guys, so there you go. Let me tell you something. Seriously. The show itself has moved forward this year more than it ever has. Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. Bob, you want
Bob's
another
having
shot?
A stroke.
Guys, the shot is...
I want some nuts.
Whoa.
That wins next year.
And guys, remember my quote of the year was, I want more nuts. Huh? Do you guys remember that one?
Guys, this show...
It's breaking guy code, man.
This show has become amazingly funny, and it's all to you guys. You guys are the core people, and all the other comics that come on. I really appreciate it. I hope everybody has fun doing it. The show has gotten so many more followers. The last few months have been just amazing. Every show we put out, so I really appreciate you guys, Lewis, Real Ass Dude, Dan, Joe, Kelly, Scopo. It's been an amazing year. I really appreciate you guys coming on and being as funny and as real and as awesome as you got. And you guys are personally some of my favorite people on the planet. So you're my friends. Yes, you, Lewis. You guys are my friends. I love all you guys, and I'm glad that everybody had a good year. Everybody progressed. Everybody had stuff going on, and this show, you know, benefited from that. And all you listeners out there, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting these guys, all these comics that come on here. You show up at our shows, and you listen to the show. We really appreciate it. So I hope you guys all have a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever the fuck you celebrate. And Kelly, are you really gonna fuck up this perfect ending? Are you
She's
raising?
Gonna give a sentimental
are you raising
moment of her
your
own.
Hand?
I wanted to thank you.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Kelly.
Bobby, I want to thank you too. So I wrote it in a card and gave it to you at the beginning of the show. Kelly, go ahead.
I did my card.
Bobby,
as well.
I want to thank you in the form of a list that I made.
Me?
Bobby, these are my top five moments.
You can read out my card if you can understand my handwriting.
Remember my card of the
Don't read my card out loud.
Thank
no?
you.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. I won't. Joe doesn't want to.
Yeah,
I want to let you guys know I got you all a gift.
But yeah, thanks. It's terrific.
No. I got y'all a gift. Here's the thing.
We're going to Waterworld.
No. I was supposed to... What?
Waterworld.
I don't know. You're scaring me. We need secrets.
Relax. It's not fucking... You're not going
to... He's not getting a gift.
I'm not quitting my job now.
No, you're not quitting your job. I got every...
Oh, boy.
The core group, which is you guys. I got you guys all a gift card to Apple.
Oh!
Hi!
Can you get mine to Chipotle instead? I don't really use that.
Do you really?
No.
Wait a minute, like apple or the apple that you're licking?
No, I was supposed to pick him up on the way.
For apples.
I was supposed to pick him on the way down today, but I had to shovel.
Oh yeah,
and I forgot about shoveling.
Because you live in
you
the
always
birds.
Have to shuffle because you got short legs.
Oh, that's really sweet.
His Nothing. Love is the brightest star of Christmas. Wishing you all the blessings of his love at Christmas and always.
Can you understand my writing?
Who's he? Who's that?
It's the Lord Jesus Christ, Bobby.
Oh, Robert. Oh. What can I say? I would have more.
Wait, can we
do it
in her
accent?
Voice?
You have to do it in her accent.
I can't read it.
No, Dan read it.
Dan's
going to
do it. Dan's going
to
do it.
I have hideous dyslexia. You want,
I swear to God, Dan, I'll run over across this table.
My grandmother.
I will.
Me.
I
she
don't
never calls me.
Give a fuck.
I'm worried about my grandmother.
What's wrong with her? She's a fucking San Fran fan. What?
What?
What did you say?
Nothing.
Wow.
She's 86 and I'm worried about her.
What's wrong with her?
I don't know. I don't know why she's calling me. That's what I'm wondering right now.
She's probably calling you, Dan. You know, the San Fran's playing this weekend.
She has your voice. It's just Bobby's
She's
voice.
Like, you know what, Dan? You know what, Dan? Your dad's dead and I miss him. But the Niners are playing the Falcons on Monday Night Football. Dan.
Dude, can you get me tickets, Dan?
Dan. Robert, what can I say? I would have moved back to Australia. If it wasn't for you.
Bobby, I hate you.
I wish because you deserve so much more success in our love because that's what you give us. With family. Love and more love to you, Don Max, for 2014. Love ya.
Kelly.
That's very sweet, Kelly.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the deal.
No, it's my band writing. Don't.
Anyways.
It's terrible.
I can't help it. I was born like that.
My God, you have...
You were born with the ability to write?
I can't write spells.
Guys, really, honestly...
I knew Joe's going to
take
that.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you for everything.
She said I was born that way.
I'm going to have your...
So you haven't practiced once since you were born.
It's a jealous setup, if I've ever heard. Oh, classic bartender Joe
Dan
setup.
Dan needs coffee. What happened, Dan?
I just like Joe.
Who signed the birth certificate? I did.
Oh, you guys are a lot of fun.
Kelly's the only person that's ever born with penmanship.
Who signed the birth certificate? I did.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Merry Christmas to all you guys. I hope you get what you want. Hope you have a safe and happy holidays from the bottom of my heart. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading every week. Join the riot. Check out all the great shows we have. But most of all, thanks for listening to the YKW Dude podcast.
Happy birthday, Santa.
Merry Christmas. God bless you.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.